Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be dramatic.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is going on, Philadelphia? Joe Torti here with you. 97.5, the Fanatic. Hope that you're having a great day. Hope that you're staying warm. Hope that everybody was safe on the roads. It ended up being much ado about nothing. We had a full contingency plan for Devon and me tonight. We had people texting us. We had people being like, yo, if you guys can't get in, it's dangerous out there. We got you covered. Had people stepping up all over the place. Appreciate the efforts. Ended up being nothing. Ended up being driving through the rain as people were going 15 miles an hour because they were worried about the rain. But hope that everybody out there stayed safe. Only good news today. Not in the sports world. Just no news is today. There's nothing today. And you know, it's funny because we were talking about Bryce Harper. We've been talking about Bryce Harper all week. And I feel you. It does. It gets exhausting. So I thought that I would open something up just really quickly to start the show because I thought it was an interesting bit of news regarding the Eagles as we just pivoted a little bit away from baseball for just a little bit. And obviously, if there's breaking news or anything like that that happens over the course of the show, we'll keep you posted with that. But did you guys hear what Le'Veon Bell is looking for in free agency? I think that was one of the big mysteries. I always wondered, like, it's a good situation, like, being in Pittsburgh has you on track to be a Hall of Fame running back, and there's not a ton of those guys, so, like, what's so bad? I learned two things about Le'Veon Bell today that I did not know before that you guys might find interesting. First, he is reportedly looking for $50 million guaranteed over the course of the first 2 years of his contract, friends. Let me just give that to you one more time. That is an average of 25 guaranteed American million dollars over the course of his first 2 years. A guy who sat out the year and didn't come to work, show up for his team. And yeah, that's what he's looking for. And you say, Joe, Le'Veon Bell's great. Might be worth that money. You know what? If there's anybody in the league that would be at running back, he might be the one. But did you see the other thing? Did you see the other thing today? Okay, for perspective, Le'Veon Bell has always been a big guy, a big back. About 240, 245 coming out of Michigan State. His first year with the Steelers, when he looked like a guy who like was almost a good running back, was 235 or so. When he was the best running back in the league, he was 225. Reports out of Miami and the jet ski pictures that have been shown from Miami suggest that this guy might be in the 260-pound range. $50 million over 2 years. Look, I've seen this guy before, okay? Le'Veon Bell, when he's in shape, when you cut down to 2.9% body fat from 240 pounds, you look like the most ridiculous human being on the face of the planet. Okay? Le'Veon Bell has gotten into ridiculous shape before. But I got to kind of see it first, boys, before I commit to $50 million guaranteed over the first 2 years. I want to see you on the treadmill. I want to see the nutrition plan before I'm going to sink that kind of coin into somebody. But the talent doesn't go away, and the work ethic doesn't go away. And like I said, he's a guy who's cut down in the past, so maybe just being in the offseason, it's not that big of a deal. But those are the reports that I've been reading recently. Now, it's possible that as the NFL season is starting to slowly approach, that he's kind of rounding into form there. But people have been saying now that Kareem Hunt is off the table, Le'Veon Bell and David Johnson, for that matter, are the two guys whose names continually come up for the Philadelphia Eagles at this point. Are you in the Le'Veon Bell camp? Are you a guy who wants him to be a Philadelphia Eagle? If not, how come? And if so, did you know about these other two things that have recently been revealed regarding the fact that he's kind of been living it up a little bit in his time away from football, to the point where he's put on some LBs? And also the fact that $50 million guaranteed over the first 2 years is what he's seeking. Now, I'm no math whiz, but I know that on the franchise tag, he had $14.5 million banked that he left on the table. And I know how NFL teams value running backs. Be surprising if any team went to $50 million in the first 2 years. Le'Veon Bell cost himself a lot of money. But does that mean that, you know, he can ask for whatever he wants? If you're the Eagles and you have a need at running back and you can just let him play the field and see what his valuation's going to be, maybe he does want to come and play for a contender. Eagles are just a year removed from winning the Super Bowl. Is Le'Veon Bell a guy who piques your interest at the running back position? 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation on Twitter. It's at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. I saw that today, and here's the thing. I always, when it comes to the money, and this is how it ties into Bryce, by the way. It's not a complete and total aside. I am one of that's not the right way to put it. Let me put it this way. I love to complain about the money in any sport. Hockey, baseball, basketball, whatever. Oh, really? For that money? Oh, really? For that money? That guy for that money? I'm the king of that. And then once the guy is signed, I'm excited anyway. Like the Alshon Jeffrey extension, I was like, really? Alshon Jeffrey getting extended for that amount of money? And then I'm like, whatever. Alshon Jeffrey's here now. That's awesome. I'm kind of on that camp with Bryce Harper at this point. I am the overexcited auction bidder. If I see something that I want, that I have to have, there almost isn't a price that's too high. And that's the dangerous part about all of this. If you're the Phillies and you're bidding against yourself and you decide you have to have Bryce Harper, what is 300 versus 330 versus 350 versus 366 or whatever it would take to beat Stanton's extension number? What is it? What's the difference, really? The question becomes, do you want the player or do you not want the player? Today, more than any day so far, I have heard the I don't want the player crowd coming out vocally. The I don't want Bryce Harper. Now, I at least understood it before with Manny Machado. I knew that once the hustle conversation came into play and everything else, I knew that that wouldn't play in this city. I wasn't a member of the I Don't Want Manny Machado group, but I understood that that group was going to come out in force big time once all that happened. But the Bryce Harper thing, just because this is dragged on, has really turned a lot of people sour on the prospects of Harper joining the Phillies. And if you're in that camp, if you are in the camp that was in on Harper and now is out on Harper, I want to know why that is, why the shift has occurred. Because I want to know if there's something that I'm missing. I want to know if there's an angle to this that I haven't looked at. Because as far as I can tell, if you were in on the player before, nothing's changed but time. He hasn't developed an injury. Nobody on the Phillies has gotten demonstrably better to the point where you have a left-handed slugger who can generate the kind of run production that Harper can generate. If you flipped sides and if you changed over to that other side, why did you do it? Where does it come from? And is there anything that could bring you back? If they do end up signing Harper, are you still going to be on the side of, oh, I didn't want it? Or like me, are you going to be like, oh, Mr., you know, not for that money? And then once they sign, I'm getting as excited about it as anybody else. Because full confessions, that's where I'm going to be. When I hear that the discussions for Bryce Harper are going to be in the 340, 350 range, I'm going to be like sucking my teeth in a little bit. And then once he inks it, I'm just going to be like, woo, Bryce Harper, Scherzy, let's go. Because who cares? I know that. It's cognitive dissonance for me. I understand. I'm working through it. And I'm counting on you to help me tonight. Open phone lines right now, 610-632-0975. If you're in the camp that came out today, flipped on Harper, said, you know what? I don't want him anymore. I want to hear from you, and I want to know why that is. It's the Joe Torty Show, taking you up until midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Yo, the hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera.
A Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Oh, mama.
$199 a month. Gary Barbera has
300 Jeeps cheap.
And for Ram Truck Buy, 200 discounted Dodges and Rams. Zero down.
That's the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Starring the new Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Come and get it today
for $199 a month.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
It's official.
Gary Barbera has Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4 for $199 a month.
Is Barbera's on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
$199 a month is a 36-month, 10K mile a year lease. Well qualified with $34.99 down, including first payment.
The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera.
The Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Hello.
$199 a month.
This weekly Sixers on Court report is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, injurylawyer.com.
Now that we are past the All-Star break, it is time for the Sixers to make their push for home court advantage come playoff time. They are currently the fifth seed in the Eastern Conference, but have the same record as Boston and trail Indiana by just one game for the third spot. The regular season tips back off this Thursday when they face the Heat in Philadelphia.
This weekly Sixers on Court report was brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, injurylawyer.com.
I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. I'm proud that my firm is an official partner of the Sixers. If you're like me, you gotta love the Sixers. They are winners. They knew what it took to build a great team and to win. Just like the Sixers, my firm is all about winning. We've been winning for injured people for over 49 years, winning billions for them. Let my team win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
Do you currently get regular structured settlement or annuity payments from an insurance company for a personal injury, auto accident claim, wrongful death, or inheritance? If so, you don't have to wait for months or even years to get the cash you need now to cover urgent expenses like debts, tuition, medical bills, or exciting events like a new baby or down payment on a home. With over 25 years experience, J.G. Wentworth, the country's leader in structured settlement purchasing, has helped thousands of people get the cash they need. Call today at 800-741-1404. We offer flexible options that pay you a lump sum of cash for a portion of your payments, ensuring you get the money you need now while still receiving future payments from your structured settlement or annuity. And unlike others, J.G. Wentworth is a direct funder and can streamline the process, helping you get the lump sum of cash you need faster. For your free cash now quote, call 800-741-1404. That's 800-741-1404. 800-741-1404.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text BODY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text BODY to 42424. That's BODY to 42424.
Dietz and Watson invites you to try their brand new snack, Dietz Nuts. They're the world's first ever meat nuts. What are meat nuts? Well, Dietz Nuts aren't nut nuts. They're bite-sized pieces of delicious protein-packed meat nuts made with savory sausage based on a Dietz and Watson's traditional European Landjäger recipe, dried and cured to snackable perfection. Learn more and order online at DietzandWatson.com.
You don't need snow to have an adult snow day. Just head to eBay. Whether your idea of fun is binging bad TV under a fuzzy blanket in the Northeast, skateboarding barefoot in SoCal, or strapping on crampons and scaling a 10,000-foot Alaskan glacier, eBay can help you turn a free day into a me day. And make the most of your money shopping eBay deals with our best price guarantee, plus free shipping on millions of items. If it's happening on your adult snow day, it's happening on eBay.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack.
We're the Plow Guys. How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They help through the customized insurance plan that keeps our
business on the road.
And that's news worth
shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
And it all comes down to this. He shoots and he scores!
Blue Chew wants you to get in the game. That's why you can now get the same active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis without a trip to the doctor or the pharmacy. Blue Chew chewables can work up to twice as fast because sometimes high sticking is a good thing. Visit BlueChew.com and use the promo code GO to get your first order free. Just pay $5 shipping. Go to BlueChew.com and be the MVP.
He shoots and he scores.
Sports Talk for Sicklerville and all of Camden County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. I'd like to welcome our listening audience who previously was watching Duke and North Carolina as Zion Williamson blew out of his shoe, his own shoe, which, as Bill Simmons puts it accurately, might be the most Bo Jackson thing of all time, to just blow out your own sporting equipment. In my humble opinion, with Zion doing like nearly the splits or whatever, you might have seen the last of the guy. He might shut it down and prepare for the NBA draft, similar to like the college football players skipping bowl games. This might be it. Who knows? We're talking about the valuation that you put on stars and how your opinions of them change. For example, I brought up Le'Veon Bell to start things off, but it's true, Bryce Harper, too. There have been people that have come out and said, while I wanted Harper here in Philadelphia before, I don't now, and I'm curious to see why the change and where it comes from. Let's go to Bill in Fishtown to lead things off this evening. What's going on, Bill?
Yo, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm all right. Quick question for you about just a radio question.
Sure.
Is there like a price that you're putting the phone down and saying no when he calls?
Bill, we can't do that, unfortunately. I'm sorry, man. We love all of our partners.
All right. Either way, just figuring, maybe there was a price that you can hang up the phone when he says, "I want to scream at your fans every 15 minutes."
Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. You just try.
try to do
can't things, get ourselves in trouble.
Try to do things tactfully, and sometimes it just doesn't work.
It does bring us into a good opportunity, though, to raise tonight's side topic, and it's a shame about. I hope that Zion Williamson is not seriously hurt and does return to the game, just with different shoes. The side topic that I was thinking of tonight was that this game, because ESPN hyped it up so, can attract people that normally would not be college basketball fans. Like this game probably attracts some people who are way more into the NBA than college basketball, just because of the hype, because of the spectacle. First of all, North Carolina Duke is the premier rivalry in college basketball, nationally speaking. You've got the premier talent in the country, the top three recruits in the country, all on Duke. And then, of course, you've also got Zion Williamson, one of those, likely the number one overall selection in the draft. So that's likely to bring in some people that wouldn't normally be in. Question that I have, when you watch games and sports, generally speaking, naturally we all have our favorites. What are the events and the spectacles that bring you as a non-fan of that sport in to watch? There are a lot of good ones that I've been thinking of, and there are a lot of things for me. Probably the clearest example is that I just don't particularly care to watch soccer. I think that there are a lot of things about soccer that other sports could draw from that would make them more interesting, but I didn't grow up with the game, didn't play with the game beyond that, like, you know, 5-6-year-old age where it's literally just a clump of toddlers chasing the ball around and there are no positions and everything like that. I'm not mega into soccer. I don't wake up in the morning to watch the Premier League games and things like that. You keep up with who the elite players are because you have to, but I don't watch. Except for the Olympics. Like the women's soccer team, the women's Olympic team, and the men's Olympic team are enough to hook me. I will watch, I will learn everything that I need to learn about the teams and the players and the managers and stuff like that. The Olympic soccer team pulls me in. So similar to this game, which I would anticipate captures a lot of casual sports fans, the Duke-North Carolina matchup, is there an event or a game or a matchup that you tune in for where you're not normally a fan of either the sport or whatever it is, but you say, all right, for this, I'm going to tune in. On top of whatever you want to talk about this evening. And I know Tyler Zuli likely has a couple of them rattling around in his head as well. We'll get to Tyler in just a little bit. First, let's go to Jay in West Deptford next on The Fanatic. Good evening, Jay. How you doing? Jay is not ready. Let's go instead to Sean in Malvern. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? How you doing tonight, man?
Doing great, thank you.
Glad you made it in safely and everything with the weather.
Thanks, appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm watching the UNC Duke game too. That's actually going to bring up that whole fact that Zion just blew out his shoe. It was kind of a crazy play. I was watching it live when it happened, so it was like that just really just happened. That dude just came through his shoe.
Yeah, that was nuts. I had to watch the replay. I said, yep, there's his sock, and there's the shoe.
I didn't know what happened at first. I thought he just went down, and then when they showed the replay exactly, I was like, Right. Wow, his foot just came out of there.
It's crazy.
So about, you know, Bryce Harper and, like, not wanting him anymore, I don't have that opinion of it. I think that my major sentiment at this point is that I'm just frustrated.
Sure.
And that,
well, you should be. You've been waiting for a long time for something to happen either way.
Yeah, and it's, you know, at this point, I don't even know, and I'm not frustrated because I don't think it's money at this point, Joe. I think that it's almost, you know, what I've been reading today or what they were talking about earlier in some of the other shows, you know, like that he you know, doesn't want to, you know, play in this type of an atmosphere because of the expectations that might be upon him. I mean, this guy, since he was a little kid, has been groomed to be a superstar. I mean, you know, he is just, that's what he's been, you know, born to be a baseball player. So to not want to live up to the highest of expectations, I just, I don't think that's a mindset.
That'd be unbelievably disappointing. Because, Sean, I'm sure you remember just as well as I do, you know, seeing him under the Phenom headline as a high schooler on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And he's got the war paint, eye black, and everything else. You know,
exactly.
So I don't want to play in Philadelphia. It's a weak move if that's the case.
No, exactly. And that's what I'm hoping that's not the case. And he doesn't sign with some, you know, like Manny did, you know, and sell out to the Padres just because he's going to have, you know, a nice comfy cushion there playing in San Diego. You know, and if he signs with the Yankees, like, you know, God bless him then, you know, he's going to have all the spotlight on him than he can ever imagine. So, I don't know what's going to happen at this point, but it's not a frustration. I still want him. There's no doubt about that, Joe.
Yeah, I hear you, Sean. Thanks for the phone call. I want him too. And I'm starting to come around on, you know, almost I want him at any price. And it's up to the ownership group and the general manager and everybody else to figure out what that exact price is going to be. But it's hard to outbid I don't want to be there. I'm sorry. The thing that I'm concerned about is the player having an eye on a place. Whether it's Harper wanting to play in Washington and like wanting to get more from Washington, the thing that keeps popping up in my mind is that Cliff Lee, sure as shooting, wanted to play in Philadelphia again. And Philadelphia was the silent mystery team until the very 11th hour when Cliff Lee came back to Philly. And at the end of it, it just turned into, hey, I remember the Yankees spitting on my wife. I don't care how badly the Yankees want me. I'm not going to go play in New York. It's hard to outbid that. It's really, really hard to find the money to outbid. I don't want to be there. I don't know if Harper feels that way about Philly. I don't know why he would. He's always played well at Citizens Bank Park. But man, oh man, the concern level is real. And I know that it's hard to outbid that. And even if that's true, you still got to try if you're the Phillies. I mean, at this point, I've always thought about it this way, where it's like if you miss on Bryce Harper, people are going to complain about what was otherwise a really, really successful, good offseason in terms of enhancing your lineup and adding to it offensively and defensively. But the other side of that coin that I'm willing to consider tonight is that you've already got a pretty successful offseason in the bag when you consider trading for the best catcher in baseball, or one of the best catchers in baseball, effectively moving Santana to the outfield and Andrew McCutchen. You hope that you get what you were supposed to get out of Santana and you don't have to move Rhys Hoskins in order to do it. You get Robertson to close or play in the back end of that bullpen. I mean, you've already done a lot of positive stuff to begin with. You might as well let it rip and swing for the fences and go for Harper, regardless of what the cost is. However, Matt Klentak, if he's telling the truth, says everybody has a valuation. We weren't willing to go that high on Machado, and that freaks me way out, because that's the player that they were chasing for 2 years. That's the player that they coveted clearly, and if they don't value him at 10 years, $300 million, I don't know what ballpark you're going to see Bryce Harper sign for. Let's go to Jay in West Deptford, who's back with us. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Awesome. How are you?
Great, great. Listen, everybody relax. They always take the money, Joe. These guys always take the money. I sat there, my father, my kids, we went to a game in July. The Nationals were in town.
Okay.
And, I mean, I sat out in center field. I mean, they were cursing at this guy, taunting this guy, whatever. So, you know, he probably knows that if he comes and has a lot of 0-for-4 nights, it's going to get a little ugly sometimes. But most of the time, these guys never turn the money down, and he probably doesn't want to come here. Jim Thome didn't want to come here, but he came here, and he wound up, you know, enjoying the city. I think he'll come, and I think this guy's going to be a star when he comes here. I really believe that.
Well, the only question that I have, Jay, is that Jim Thome story is so like so many athletes in Philadelphia where, whether it's free agency, the draft, whatever, people aren't thrilled to get here. And then everyone who comes, you know, except for Markelle Fultz, says that they have a great time and they want to stay. How many times do you have to hear that before Philadelphia turns into a free agent destination? It's really frustrating.
I agree with you. And I think, though, I'm a little weary of Machado. I was afraid of him, and I think maybe they were too. I think Machado, with some of these free agents in football, baseball, you give them a lot of money. Some of these guys just kind of quit and they coast. I really think Harper and Trout will be that way also in a few years. I think they will play hard because they love the game. So if I was going to put money into one of these guys, it would definitely be Harper or Machado. And I have one more thing I wanted to talk to you about, Joe. Eagles, you know, a lot of people are worried about, you know, their cap problem, you know. I read a pretty interesting article the other day. It was on the Internet. If the Eagles, when they trade Foles, which is going to happen, I believe Timmy Jernigan's history. I don't know if Chris Long will be back. I don't know if Aguilar will be back. And I believe the other one was maybe Jason Peters. There's $50 million in cap space.
Sure.
Those players. Now, I know, obviously, they have to be replaced in some sort. But I'll tell you what, for $50 million, I think you can get a running back, a defensive end to help. And then, you know, then go into the draft and do your thing with the two number twos. But I really think the Eagles have a bright future where a lot of people think the window's closing. I really believe that going forward, they're going to be a force.
Well, Jay, thanks for the phone call. It's interesting you bring that up. I think people, generally speaking, if you're a fan of a team, a good team, everybody thinks that their window's closing all the time. Like, if you're a fan looking at the way that salaries are going in the NFL, salaries are outstripping how quickly the salary cap is rising. Everybody thinks that their window's closing. And the best teams, the most creative teams, find ways to make it happen and get it done. We didn't talk about Golden Tate coming off the books. Nelson Aguilar is one that that Jay brought up. You do have to replace all of these guys. But that's what I mean. You get $50 million in cap space. You have a lot of areas that you could address. You want to tie it up in Le'Veon Bell? $50 million guaranteed over 2 years? I mean, I don't know. To me, it's nuts. Getting some good reactions on Twitter as well, by the way, at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. What sporting event do you tune into that you don't normally watch the sport? Tyler, do you have one off the top of your head?
I have two, and the one is less kind of fair to me now simply because of the fact that I'm marrying a former softball player.
Okay.
However, at a point, it was the College Softball World Series. I wasn't invested in the college softball game, but you get those teams that are out there. You know, you get Oregon, Oklahoma, Florida, you know, all these teams come together. That's some legit, I mean, that's six innings, seven innings, or whatever it ends up coming out to be, because so many of these games go to extra innings. It's a legit game.
Softball's an amazing game, isn't it? They carry two pitchers.
It's a better version of baseball, quite honestly.
They carry two pitchers. These pitchers, every team that you just mentioned has one and a half at least dominant pitchers. Like, if their second pitcher is not as lights out as everybody else's first pitcher, everyone else looks and is like, wow, Georgia's in trouble if their number two person can't throw.
And their number ones, you know, you look at their stat sheet, they're like 40-3. With a 0.9 ERA. It's amazing. It really is.
It's a pretty impressive event to tune into. There's some good ones on Twitter as well. Let's go to Todd in Mount Airy next on The Fanatic. What's up, Todd?
Hey, how we doing?
Doing great, thanks.
I just have a couple questions about the Phillies in general. You know more of the sport than I do. To me, correct me where I'm wrong here, I wanted Machado over Harper. I think not going over $300 million to get him was silly, frankly. I think $301 would have made him choose the Phillies over the Padres. But, you know, that maybe they thought they could underbid and then he would still not pick the Padres. I'm not
right.
Sure.
Well,
to me, I liked him more, and it's not because of a villain thing, because I love the villain thing. I always lean into that. I think it actually suits the city well. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't stand Draymond Green. If he was wearing a Phillies jersey, if he was wearing a Sixers jersey, I'd love him. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Of course.
It's sort of a thing like that. Like, I would love to have Harper here, but, you know, with Machado replacing Franco, that's a long-term upgrade at the position. And with Harper, I see him. Do you not see him becoming a first baseman in short order within the next 3 years, and then you have a logjam at first base with Hoskins again? And like, is that? I understand that's a good problem to have too many good players. But you know, between the two, I would have made it rain on Manny, not Harper.
Sure, I hear you.
Just from a positional standpoint.
Can I give you a cop out? In 3 or 4 years,
That's when the CBA is being renegotiated, right? Tyler, is that right? In the next 3 or 4 years?
I would think so, yeah, okay. About that time.
The NL is going to have a DH at that point. I know.
Oh, very nice.
It's really?
Yeah. I've heard nothing about this. That's something that's probably going to happen?
That is what I've read is probably going to happen. So, Todd, thanks for the phone call. So you could likely, if you had to stash anybody, stash him there. Tyler's thumbs down. I think it stinks, too. I think it really, if the NL gets the DH, I think that stinks. But that seems to be the way that it's trending. Would you agree? Is that what you've seen as well?
Yeah, I think it's going to happen eventually. Every year, I think you and I are on the same page here. We're kind of NL purists almost.
Sure, totally.
And when you grow up rooting for an NL team, I think it may help a little bit. But every year that it gets staved off, it's kind of like a wipe your brow moment. Because it is coming.
It's happening, yeah.
Eventually.
And the problem is that the reason that you just saw, right? You want to keep great players around longer, and the DH is an amazing way to do that. You want to keep great hitters around longer. I totally get that. On the flip side, the strategy of understanding that the pitcher spot is coming up and knowing that you've got to make a decision about what you're going to do defensively, who do you have left on the bench, like, it's such a strategy game in the NL, and it's not always in the AL.
Right, and you think about with the American League, how many players, you just mentioned it, can extend their careers. Albert Pujols is currently doing it. Paul Konerko did it. Jermaine Dye did it. I mean, even Mauer did it to an extent. And Mauer was the kind of guy that was like, if I can't play the field, I'm not playing.
Right.
You know, I'm going to give it up.
Exactly.
So that makes sense. But on the flip side, you're right. The managerial aspect is taken away when you don't have to do lefty-ready matchups and things like that.
The comparison, honestly, and this is going to sound ridiculous, but hear me out. The comparison is driving an old car versus a modern car. Like, the AL is a modern car. It's got automatic transmission. Everything's electronic. It just works. You point it, and it goes, right? You floor it. It's got an automatic 7-speed, whatever. The AL is a Mercedes at this point. The NL is like an early 1980s Porsche 911. Where it's an ordeal and it's work to get the thing to change gears. It takes driving ability. You have to pay attention to everything. You don't take anything for granted. And it's an incredibly rewarding driving experience to be in charge of that machine. That's what it's like in the NL. Yeah, does it just work better to have a DH? Of course it just works better. You're telling me I don't have to worry about... First of all, you can laugh. You don't have to worry about pitchers getting hit by pitches. You don't have to worry about making all of the substitutions. And you could just literally keep a 40-year-old guy, 45-year-old guy around who has great hands, who can't play the field, and survive. You could do it. But there is a certain joy in the way that the game has been played now. And I was always a big DH guy just because that's the way that I saw it done in the minor leagues. And I thought the minor leagues are the future and everything else. But growing up and following NL teams, you fall in love with it. And it's a shame. But long story short, I'm not worried about Bryce Harper eventually having to move to first base. And I don't think that he's going to break down before age 30 to the point where you have to move him to first. I think that'd be a big surprise. You've already moved him off of catcher into the outfield. So, I don't think that that's going to be a big-time problem. I'm with him, though, on valuing Machado over Harper. I did ahead of time. I don't know what to think about the fact that Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak are so intimately aware of Manny Machado and they weren't willing to go 10-300. Like, I don't know what to make of that.
I think on the surface, talent level, Manny Machado trumps Bryce Harper. But for this specific team, positional fit, Bryce Harper makes more sense. Because all we've heard the whole time is how Manny Machado wants to play shortstop, and he's going to be a shortstop. Well, you have a shortstop in Gene Segura. So are you going to, would Manny have played third, or are you going to have an issue on your hands? That's why for me, Bryce Harper was priority number one.
I mean, is he definitely going to play short in San Diego?
Over Freddie Galvis?
Yeah.
I would think so.
See, to me, like, if you have Freddie Galvis and Manny Machado playing third, that's a pretty strong defensive left side of the infield.
Oh, I don't disagree. And I think you and I agree on the fact that he's a better defensive third baseman.
Oh, way better. Yeah.
But that's not his MO. And when you sign a guy for $300 million, he kind of gets to hold the reins a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Let's get a couple of these tweets in for events where you don't normally follow the sport, but an event would get you to tune in. And there are a couple common ones we're going to get to here, but here's one that speaks to me. Not so much the All Blacks rugby. I enjoyed watching that a couple times, but you know, rugby is... It didn't hook me the way that I really thought it would, to be honest with you. But the other one that Ramblin' Rose Culper says is Olympic handball. How that game has not caught on in the United States at a big level doesn't make any sense to me, because that game is so cool. Handball. Big fan. A lot of common denominators with other U.S. sports. And when I watch it, I think it's cool. I tried to pitch calling play-by-play for it, because I know that they had a lot of games that literally it was just a video stream. I was like, this game's awesome. Somebody should be giving background information on these folks. Somehow didn't get an email back on that. Tyler, can you imagine? Can you imagine not getting an email back
stuns
on
me.
That?
It's totally I think stunned. You're the perfect guy for the job.
Wow. Yeah. Who's got that enthusiasm for handball? Good stuff. We have wide open phone line, 610-632-0975. Are you out on Bryce Harper now? I'm not going to try to talk you out of it. I just want to know why, because I'm still in. What am I missing? It's the Joe Torty Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic. This weekly Sixers On Court report is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
Now that we are past the All-Star break, it is time for the Sixers to make their push for home court advantage come playoff time. They are currently the fifth seed in the Eastern Conference, but have the same record as Boston and trail Indiana by just one game for the third spot. The regular season tips back off this Thursday when they face the Heat in Philadelphia.
This weekly Sixers On Court report was brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. I'm proud that my firm is an official partner of the Sixers. If you're like me, you gotta love the Sixers. They are winners. They knew what it took to build a great team and to win. Just like the Sixers, my firm is all about winning. We've been winning for injured people for over 49 years, winning billions for them. Let my team win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
Natalie Eganoff here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. Fanatics, believe me when I tell you, you'll see a difference buying from my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Choose from over 1,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles, including Wrangler, Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram trucks. Right now, save more than ever with employee pricing all month long during Ram Truck Month. Get up to 0% financing for 72 months or savings of up to $12,000 off MSRP on select Ram trucks. Better prices, bigger selection, and just a better buying experience is waiting for you at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's why they're South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you. 0% financing based on approved credit, cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends 2/28/2019.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do you currently get regular structured settlement or annuity payments from an insurance company for a personal injury, auto accident claim, wrongful death, or inheritance? If so, you don't have to wait for months or even years to get the cash you need now to cover urgent expenses like debts, tuition, medical bills, or exciting events like a new baby or down payment on a home. With over 25 years experience, J.G. Wentworth, the country's leader in structured settlement purchasing, has helped thousands of people get the cash cash they need. Call today at 800-741-1404. We offer flexible options that pay you a lump sum of cash for a portion of your payments, ensuring you get the money you need now while still receiving future payments from your structured settlement or annuity. And unlike others, J.G. Wentworth is a direct funder and can streamline the process, helping you get the lump sum of cash you need faster. For your free cash now quote, call 800-741-1404. That's 800-741-1404. 800-741-1404.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh never frozen beef and double the applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Biggest play of the night. It's up and it's good.
Blue Chew wants you to get in the game. That's why you can now get the same active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis without a trip to the doctor or the pharmacy. Blue Chew chewables can work up to twice as fast, so there's no getting benched for another player. Visit BlueChew.com and use the promo code GO to get your first order free. Just pay $5 shipping. Go to BlueChew.com and be the MVP.
It's up and it's good.
Jason Stark plays on one station in Philly. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. We're taking you up until midnight this evening. Having some interesting chats here about events that would draw you in where you're normally not a fan of the sport. World Cup is an overwhelming favorite so far in the responses, as I anticipated. But there's some other good ones here. One that I thought of that was interesting is in addition to like the softball World Series, the College Baseball World Series is fascinating to me. I saw a stat today that, like, apparently Tennessee baseball hasn't given up a run in like over 100 innings. Is that realistic? Is that true?
I haven't heard that, but I'll take a look for you.
Yeah, I got it because I saw them tweeting about like they have not surrendered a run in a really, really long time. And I thought it was like over 100 innings. I have to go back and check. But you talk about some dominance and people are like, oh, how can you tell how well people hit or whatever because they, have metal bats. There's still some defense being played, friends. Let's go to Joe in the Northeast next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Yeah, I was just calling about the whole Bryce Harper topic. Which
yes.
I think anyone that doesn't want the guy is a complete moron, with no disrespect, of course. But
well, it's
we've
hard
been
to
watching
do.
Mediocre baseball for how long right now, and a guy like that puts us in the talks. I just don't understand it. I saw a stat earlier today on Twitter, the two highest slugging percentages in Citizens Bank Park is A, Bryce Harper, and B, Rhys Hopkins. Why not put them in the same lineup?
Well, so I saw that, too, that those are the two guys who are the best at getting on base. Now, the problem that I have, though, is there a certain valuation for you, Joe, that you're not willing to go above, or are you just saying that's the guy, go get him?
No, that's the guy, go get him. What am I going to do, sit on my hands for 2 years for Mike Trout? That may
that's what
not
people
even
are saying.
It's no guarantee. So we're going to have 2 years of mediocre baseball for no guarantee.
Well, the other problem that I have, Joe, is that if you're sitting there waiting for Mike Trout and not, going after Bryce Harper today, that's just not how big market teams operate. And for whatever reason, the Phillies have been in a big market and played like a small market team for a long time. I want to see them step up and spend some money.
I agree with you. I completely agree with you.
Yeah. Thanks for the phone call, Joe. Appreciate it. That's the problem with this whole thing. And when I think about it, I look at it and I think, well, like, of course, that makes total sense. They should step up. But then if it's going to cost you $380, $390, $400, do I feel the same way? Probably not. Tyler, what did we find?
So they have not allowed a run this year. 4 games, 36 innings, no runs.
Did it date back to last year?
But it did
year?
Not date back to last year. Okay. They lost their last game in the SEC championship.
Okay, because I thought they weren't the national champions.
No, so I don't even think they made the World Series. But yeah, so far this season, in 4 games, they've not allowed a run.
Okay, all right. So maybe I, too, fell for a facetious account.
You were duped.
It happens. It happens to the best of us and me. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. Yeah, so Zion Williamson does not return to the game. He's been ruled out by Duke. What a bummer that is. That's like Patriots fans who wore their Brandon Cooks jerseys to the Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl. That didn't last very long. You know what conversation's coming now, don't you?
Does he not play anymore?
Absolutely. That's number one. But then there's always going to be a bigger conversation now about, see, Zion Williamson put it on the line for free, and now he could have potentially hurt his NBA draft stock. And the paying the players conversation is going to come right back to the forefront right now. Should these guys be paid? Is a scholarship enough? Is the education payment enough? Should they be able to get endorsement deals on their own? All that other kind of stuff. That's what we're getting into right now.
So I walk a very fine line on this because I do believe that you should not be paid by the school because I do believe that the education is there and the scholarship is there, the free food and the free clothes are there. But if you've seen anybody wearing a Duke basketball jersey that says whatever number and may not have a name on the back, you know whose jersey that is.
Exactly.
That guy should get that money.
I've always thought that an elegant solution, because I've talked about this a lot, people push back and I have no idea how they can push back. I think that a system similar to the NHL system is way better than like a Major League Baseball system or some of these other systems where you draft a guy, you control the guy's rights for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, whatever, and it varies based on what the player decides to do. They can go to college, they can go to the G League, or they can go to the NBA, depending on what the team and the player work out or whatever. And then you don't have to worry about it. Then the players who are good enough to get paid anyway are going to be getting paid by organizations to continue to better their games and things like that. And then the team, the players that aren't, whatever. They might still be scholarship players and they're going there to get their education or whatever. I've always thought that a system like that, coupled with you being allowed to have an agent and whatever kind of endorsement deals or whatever that your agent works out for you outside, obviously the school deals supersede everything. So if the school has a deal with Nike and everybody's got to wear Nike, you can't go and make an Under Armour deal and be wearing Under Armour shoes and everybody else is wearing Nike. But I thought that that's been an elegant way to perhaps solve the should the players get paid deal. Because I'm with you. I think that there is a value in the education system. I think that when people are fighting for, oh, you know, college is so expensive, blah, 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 people who just poo-poo a scholarship to a Division I school, most of the time these are finer academic institutions in the country. That's not something to be poo-pooed. But if you're worried about the risk for nothing, I think that this it's a pretty decent solution that way.
So my only question is, do these guys get drafted out of high school? Or how does that work where you get the rights? Because they all come out at different age groups and different years of eligibility.
Sure.
So the guys that come out of high school, you know, what would be Zion Williamson, R.J. Barrett, all these guys would go right from high school to the draft, and what may be, may be. But what about the guy that is not good enough to come out of high school?
Sure. There's a binary pool, and everyone who has not been drafted can be drafted. So everyone who's not already been claimed can be. So if somebody's not good enough to be drafted out of high school, that doesn't mean that they can't be drafted after their freshman year or their sophomore year or whatever, similar to trying to make the decision about whether to come out early or whatever. You don't even have to worry about that. The teams make the determination. There's no run around with scouts and agents being, oh, it's an early first-round projection. It's a mid-first. Just whenever you get selected, you get selected. And then you make the determination about what you want to do.
So let me ask you this, though. If you have a guy, let's say he's a late bloomer, you get a guy like John Morant, for example.
Okay.
He probably would not have been a top five pick even coming into last year's draft. So if a team takes him at, let's say, 25, can he say, no, I'm good, I'm going back to school? And then does he get redrafted, or does that team have his rights?
So the issue would be that you have, I don't believe in, in a system like this, where the player doesn't have the right to like enter the draft, if you're automatically entered, I think that it's all about personal decisions. So whatever you do, what I don't want is for a player to be drafted, say, 27th, 28th, have a really good year, and then be like, no, now I'm not playing for the team that drafted me 28th. I want to get it's
well, and that's my thought. It's because that's how baseball works,
right? It's a personal decision that you make at the moment. And say you control a player. I think that a contract term that makes sense for everybody is four professional seasons is what you have them for.
Whether it be G League or not.
Right. So if they go to college, that doesn't count, and you push it back, and you get restricted free agency, and like that's how that works.
So if a guy is, let's say he's drafted by the Sixers, like we said, at 25.
Yep.
And he says, no, I'm going to go to college one more year.
Yep.
Blows up.
Yep.
Now he's the number three pick.
And the Sixers get a compensation. They get a compensatory pick similar to what happens in Major League Baseball.
All right, so that was my question. Yep. Is how does that team that drafted him get compensated?
Yep, you get a compensatory pick similar to Major League Baseball. Yeah, I think I just believe in personal responsibility. I think if you want to work for a team, they want to hire you, that's cool. And then whatever the arrangements are, look, gone are the days in most industries where you get hired, you start in the mailroom, and then you work your way up, okay? Like, there are headhunters that are trying to swipe one vice president and plug him into another vice president's job all the time. So if teams work it out and they say, hey, you're ready to go right now and we want you to be a pro right now, and the player says, okay, then cool. If they say, hey, we want to see you develop in college a little bit, you know, you could do that too. I think that that's a solution that works for everybody, and you don't have the NCAA gets to protect their precious amateurism. These players are not employees, whatever, blah blah blah. And the NBA gets to keep its farm system in college. I think that works out for everybody, but we'll see. I don't know if that's ever going to be a scenario that works out. That's always been my solution. Let's go to Brian in Sellersville next on the Fanatic. Hey, Brian.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm rainy, you know.
Yeah.
The quick question about Embiid, and then I'll get into Harper.
Yep.
Point. If he's out, say, 7 to 10 days, how many games is he missing?
On the six, I don't have the Sixers schedule in front of me. I'll pull it up right now. If he is out, he'd miss four games, Tyler. He'd miss four games if it's 7 days.
Okay. Who starts in his place? Is it Bolden? Is it Boban? And then how do they handle, you know, how do they handle him being out for a week?
It's a good question. You know, I mean, because he's always owned Miami, so I'm sure that he's upset to miss that. I would like to see what Boban does with extended minutes. He's never really been able to get them in his career. I want to see what he looks like if he's playing more than 11 or 12 minutes a game.
All right.
What about you? Do you have an opinion on how they should do that? Or would you rather see Bolden?
I'd rather see Bolden.
Okay.
I think he's more athletic than Boban.
I think you might be right about that.
Boban's kind of like a big tree, stand in the middle and, you know, not have to move. It's a little bit better. He kind of sways in the wind, how tall he is. But, you know.
Yeah, what do you have on Harper, Brian?
Well, see, here's the thing is that, you know, I'm in my 40s. I've been a diehard 4-for-4 fan, and, you know, my entire family is now. The one thing I've learned from, you know, my family growing up is that, you know, you want people here who want to be here.
Yes.
Not people who come in for money. And, you know, what happens first time, let's say Harper goes 0-for-4, doesn't hit, you know, goes 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts, get the golden sombrero, and he doesn't like what the reporters have to say, or he doesn't like what somebody has to say, and he blows up. Well, now you've become public enemy number one in Philadelphia. You know, can he handle that? Can he handle that for however many years?
Yep, it's a real concern. So what I would say, Brian, is that if you're going to sign for the mega money, that's probably the case everywhere except, like, San Diego. Like, Manny Machado found the perfect spot. But, like, other than that, where are you going to get the mega deal and not really be criticized like that?
Manny Machado's a coward. But, you know, that's why I look at it.
Why?
That, you know,
why is he a coward?
Well, he went to San Diego where, you know, you could do whatever you want in San Diego. You can go over four. Nobody cares in San Diego. Nobody pays attention.
Getting paid $300 million over 10 years to live in paradise, man. I think we would all take that plan.
Of course. I'd love to do my job for $300 million. And, you know, but even still, you know what I'm saying is that San Diego's not a market like L.A. or New York or Boston or Philly, you know, where
true.
You have all eyes on you, you know, every single thing you do.
That's the truth. You know, you're right about that. But Brian, thanks for the phone call. I think his first choice was New York. I think his first choice, he would have preferred to play for the Yankees. And then he saw the Yankees sign Tulowitzki, and he was like, what gives, bros? What's happening here? I mean, natural, right? If you're Manny Machado and you played in Baltimore for all that time, you wanted to play for the Yankees. There was no doubt. The Yankees didn't want him. They didn't go in. I think he made a good move for himself, personally.
Sure. It's a personal move. Why wouldn't you?
For San Diego, that's like top three cities in the United States, period, in terms of quality of life. And it's a really good place to be $300 million rich. 610-632-0975. Not that I'd know anything about that, obviously. Some other good reactions to, by the way, you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Other events that you normally don't pay attention to, or other sports you normally don't pay attention to, but you might tune in for one or two events. John DeRosier tweets in, the Kentucky Derby and maybe the other two races as well if it looks like a horse could win the Triple Crown. The cool thing is that the predictors and everything are getting so good like a year ahead of time, they're going to be able to tell you. And they never were before. They're like, this horse coming down the pike is going to have a good chance. This year has a weak field. The next year has a potential Triple Crown candidate. They're getting pretty good at this. So you typically know when the races are to tune in. Like American Pharoah, like that was a lot of people saw that horse, not necessarily being a Triple Crown winner, but being a really, really good horse. So it's cool now that you have enough information out there to know, all right, there might be a potential Triple Crown winner. Does horse racing get you, Tyler, or do you just check the results?
No, I knew it's funny. He mentioned the Kentucky Derby and then watches the other two. I generally won't watch the Kentucky Derby because I don't really care all that much about horse racing.
Okay.
I'll see who wins, and then basically I'll watch the second one, which is with the Preakness. I'll watch the Preakness. If that horse wins again, then I'll watch the final one.
Okay.
But if they don't, I'm out on the third one.
Okay, got it. So you're not... Well, I think a lot of people, if there's not a Triple Crown winner, don't watch the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get out. Unless you're a diehard horse racing fan or whatever. But like watching Justify in 2018, that was really cool. I mean, I think that a lot of people watched that and thought, you know, this is a dude who, you know, or a horse who's got a really good chance at this. And you saw it coming down the pike, and he did really well the whole time. 610-632-0975. Yeah, he was a 5-2 favorite to start the Kentucky Derby. Like, that's, I mean, that is about as, you know, seeing it coming down the pike as it gets. Let's go to Ryan in Collingdale next on the Fanatic. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
How you doing, man?
I think we get Bryce Harper because really there's no other team that's out there that can offer him anything, right?
Well, Chicago. Chicago's been, you know, hot on his heels the entire time, and the Giants are supposedly lurking. But I don't know anybody can make
the White Sox?
Yeah.
I thought they were out of it because they didn't have enough money or something.
Well, so they made an incentive deal with Manny Machado. They offered him, I think it was 10 years and something in the range of 270, 280, but it could have gotten into 340, 350 if Machado would have reached all the incentives and didn't happen. I don't know if they're trying to do the same thing with Harper or not.
Okay. And I thought the Giants weren't trying to give him more years or whatever.
Well, I heard that too, and especially with Bruce Bochy saying that he's, you know, going to hang it up. I don't know how stable that situation is to begin with Bryce Harper not knowing who his manager is going to be.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, the thing with, if you can't handle the expectations, then, I mean, anywhere you go, there's going to be expectations. So, I mean, because every team wants to win. So, if he's saying that, then I think he's a little soft by saying that.
Yeah, I hope that that's not the case. That's what people are saying now, and I really hope it's not the case, because you're right, expectations are going to be big everywhere.
Yeah, and the other thing, you really think he said that? Because we haven't heard nothing from him, though.
And, you know, from him, Ryan, thanks for the phone call, man. From him, the only things that we've heard have been positive things about Philadelphia. Now, you don't know if it's, and we haven't heard anything recently. But when free agency started, he said, I always had a good time in Philadelphia, enjoyed it, you know, the fans' passion, blah, blah, blah. You don't know if that's just literally you're never going to say anything bad about anybody. Like, there was a high-profile broadcasting vacancy, like very high-profile recently, and there were like 20 candidates or something like that that interviewed and auditioned for it. And listening to people talk about the hiring people and the people who were involved with the process, listening to them talk about each of the candidates, it's like every one of them should have gotten the job. So, like, at some level, it's just good business not to rule anybody out and just, you know, oh, yeah, I love Philly. Philly's a great town, whatever. That doesn't really tell me necessarily how Bryce Harper actually feels about the city or not. And that's the trouble with it. 610-632-0975. Your phone number to join the conversation. Do you still want Bryce Harper? There have been a lot of people who say they don't. They did, and now they don't. Speaking of which, by the way, the Twitter reaction to Zion Williamson leaving, obviously there's concern for Williamson, but I have seen at least a half dozen tweets that pretty much go to the effect of, and now I'm out. So that kind of leads exactly into our side topic tonight. Is there an event or a game or a matchup or an athlete that will make you tune in to a sport that normally you don't really pay attention to or certainly tune into? We've had some good reactions so far. 610-632-0975. Mike in Northeast Philly's next on the Fanatic. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
How you doing?
Okay. I got a little insight for you.
Okay.
About Machado and Harper. Now, what happened when Robinson Cano went out there to Seattle? He went for the money, right?
Yep, true.
So Machado went for the money, and he's got a buyout in 5 years. So it'll surprise me if he's there more than 2 or 3 years.
Sure, yeah. He might not want to commit for the full decade. Yep, 100%.
So what is an incentive to play out there if that team ain't going nowhere?
Well, the Padres have come out and said that they, and obviously what else are they going to say, but they said that they anticipate this signing to jumpstart their rebuild and to get competitive quickly. I don't know if that's feasible or not, but that's what they're saying.
Okay, now as far as Harper, I think he would come here, but his agent is doing the deal. And all he has to say to his agent, look, what, you know, can you get 10 years for me or this or that? I want to go. Let's go. Let's sign it. He's the guy that's holding out because he has to work out all that other stuff, right?
Well, to some degree, you know, with Scott Boras, unless he's setting records, he doesn't consider it a successful contract.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So he's the person that's telling him to say, no, 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 wait, you know, I got this or I get this. Or he, and Harper can write up and say, well, what is the deal? Let's go do it. He can do that. But it's the agent, because the more Harper gets, the more he gets, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah, the bigger the deal, the more the agent gets.
Well, like I said, I would get him, but the only reason it's holding its back, it's Boros. He would probably come here. It's a good fit for him. I'd want him.
Well, I kind of think so, too, Mike, and thanks for the phone call. The problem is that Scott Boras isn't going away, and, you know, think about what he's trying to beat. He's trying to beat Greinke's average annual value. He's trying to beat the 10-year, $300 million that Machado just signed. He's trying to compete against Giancarlo Stanton's figure on his extension. Like, those are the three big things he's trying to beat. Am I leaving anything out? Are there any other, like, contract records? That's term, that's average annual value, and that's total value.
Yeah, he's trying to hit the trifecta.
He's trying to hit all of them. And so, why not? With all due respect to all of Scott Boras's clients, this might be your best shot for a while to hit that trifecta. Because these guys don't come up all that often. 610-632-0975. It is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation. Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's back! Minivan Mania! Minivan Month is in full swing at the Big B. Gary Barr, Bears number one, Chrysler Land.
Chrysler Land! Chrysler Land! Gary Barr's Chrysler Land!
Minivans, minivans, and more minivans. They are parked bumper to bumper, fender to fender. Your best-built, beautiful 7-passenger, loaded-up Chrysler minivan, a crazy $16,666. You heard me right. Your radio's not broken. Get your official tailgate great minivan from a crazy $16,666. And at Barbera, when we say instant credit, come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
I am talking about the mother of all minivans today, the Gary Barbera Minivan Mania Way.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For 3 decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
At Gary Barbera's number one Chrysler Land. It's Minivan Mania. Minivans, minivans, and more minivans from a crazy $16,666. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
The winter nights are long and cold, so come and warm up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Come out and watch the pay-per-view fights of the UFC and boxing live at Creekside Cabaret all month long. To see more, check out Creekside Cabaret's online calendar to find out about all of their featured performers and other awesome events, like monthly amateur night featuring a cash prize to the winner. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters, with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentlemen's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off Free 9 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own boardwalk and park place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code radio, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Do you currently get regular structured settlement or annuity payments from an insurance company for a personal injury, auto accident claim, wrongful death, or inheritance? If so, you don't have to wait for months or even years to get the cash you need now to cover urgent expenses like debts, tuition, medical bills, or exciting events like a new baby or down payment on a home. With over 25 years experience, J.G. Wentworth, the country's leader in structured settlement purchasing, has helped thousands of people get the cash they need. Call today at 800-741-1404. We offer flexible options that pay you a lump sum of cash for a portion of your payments, ensuring you get the money you need now while still receiving future payments from your structured settlement or annuity. And unlike others, J.G. Wentworth is a direct funder and can streamline the process, helping you get the lump sum of cash you need faster. For your free cash now quote, call 800-741-1404. That's 800-741-1404. 800-741-1404.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is big. Hurry to Macy's for thousands of new markdowns on great fashion, home trends, and more. Plus, take an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. And don't miss 50 to 80% savings on tons of clearance finds in Last Act, where the price you see is the price you pay. This is big. Now through Sunday. Savings on original and sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your home for live in-game betting. You'll find a massive number of hockey betting options. We have the most exciting live in-game betting options on hockey, like who will be the next goal scorer, who will win the next face-off, which team will be penalized next. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we offer fast and reliable withdrawals. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Right now, get an unlimited plan with a Samsung Galaxy S9 lease and Hulu included for just $25 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit, an 18-month lease, and new lines of service. That's your unlimited plan, a Galaxy S9 and Hulu included, for the low price of $25 per month per line. Even better, there's no trade-in required. You heard that right. $25 and no trade-in required. There's never been a better time to try Sprint, a network built for unlimited. So visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/bothforall, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $5 per month after $28 per month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. After 4/30/2020, pay $32 per line with auto pay for unlimited basic. One Hulu ad supported plan per account. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Talk for Manioc and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show. 97.5, The Fanatic. Already put an hour and 20 minutes in the books. Feels like we just got started. Tyler Zulli is producing. It's a bummer. Because I was planning on phoning.
That I'm producing? Sorry.
No. It was a bummer that I was planning on phoning in this show and just pretty much like looking at the Duke-North Carolina game the entire time and just having the extent of my analysis and knowledge just be like, yeah, uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, totally. I agree. All right, man. Thanks for the call. Like, that was going to be the show tonight. Unfortunately, now that Zion Williamson is injured, people have tuned out. I also tune out. And we're gonna go ahead and do a radio program. But it,
we're going to do our jobs.
It's a big time. We are going to do that. By the way, you brought up correctly the Padres pitching staff.
Bad.
The starters
really bad.
Dreadful. Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy the surf, though, and the avocados and such, Manny. It'll be fun. So Zion Williamson leaves the Duke-UNC game. Any chance that he returns to college basketball? Or is this it?
I would say with most normal players, yes. Because from what I'm gathering is that it could possibly be an MCL sprain, which is, you know, if it's not bad, it's certainly returnable.
Yeah, it's weeks, and we're just about to start March. So
he's not normal.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the nicest way possible, because he is not, he's a freak athlete. So with him, I would be shocked if he plays in the tournament. Kills Duke's chances. Not kills, but severely injures.
Oh, you think so? They're only down 22 to North Carolina right now.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, that's all. Man, can you imagine? Zion Williamson was the number three guy in the class, right? Cam Reddish and R.J. Barrett.
Cam Reddish was number one.
I thought Barrett was number one.
Oh, was he?
I thought R.J. Barrett was number one. Cam Reddish was number two, I thought. Let me see here. Duke recruits. Either way, Zion Williamson goes off the court, and they're down by 22 to North Carolina. Yeesh. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. R.J. Barrett, one. Cam Reddish, two. Man, high school knowledge. Just pulling it out
off
everywhere.
The charts.
Although, you know, I do appreciate you trying to get Cam Reddish, the local guy.
I tried to give him some credit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, no big deal, by the way. They just have the number three recruit this year committed.
Yeah, Vernon Carey.
Center. 6'10 already.
Well, that's like Nova's class. People were talking about, the Nova era's over. I'm like,
Number 14.
Just wait till you see Nova's class.
Number 20.
And they're all huge. They're big guys and wings. Forget it. Villanova never gets them. And anytime that Nova gets a big man, they're deep trouble for everybody else.
You know, one of my favorite things to do is when you look at these rankings,
yeah.
You get down into like the 60s and the 70s.
Yep.
You see a team that has no right getting the 60th best player in the country.
Uh-huh.
But some reason they're there. Like DePaul.
Yeah. Well, I got to give credit to Tommy Amaker, because this class is juniors. But 3 years ago, Harvard, I think, got 68, 96, 97, and 98.
Yeah, they got 93 right now, too.
Yeah, Harvard's doing some work in recruiting. So is Penn. Don't look now. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. I'm telling you. Some good events for people that wouldn't normally watch. John L. tweeted in general, I don't watch horse racing. Never miss the three Triple Crown races as a rule. So that's interesting. He'll watch them all. I'm actually on board with you, Tyler, is that sometimes I'll wait to see if the overwhelming favorite's going to win the Kentucky Derby, and then maybe watch the Preakness, and then if the Triple Crown is still up for grabs and it's still in play, then I'll watch the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah, I'm like a watch the phone Kentucky Derby, Preakness watch, maybe watch the Belmont Stakes.
Right, yeah. UFC and boxing, I only tune in for the big fights. I got to tell you, I don't care for boxing. I would have locked in if Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao happened on time. If that fight wasn't delayed way, way too long.
Circa 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking about it in college, and it didn't happen until, 2015? 16?
Too late.
That fight happened way late. And it was, we got such a garbage fight. Pacquiao's in there hurt. Like, literally got hurt in training, and he's still out. It was so bad.
Mayweather was basically just sidestepping, running away. Not running away, because I refuse to say that to a fighter, but
I mean,
avoiding.
He's a defensive fighter, but yeah, it's just, come on now. The Masters is getting a couple of votes. I'm going to lose a lot of cred with a lot of my friends right now, and in-laws likely. I am not a golf on TV guy.
No, it's boring.
I agree with you. More into golfing than golf on TV.
I would enjoy being at an event.
I think
and watching
cool.
the guys tee off, following them down the course and up and down the course. Yeah, I agree with you. Watching golf on TV, it's outright boring. And everybody, quite honestly, everybody that says, you know, Tiger makes it better, I don't think he does.
Really?
No, it doesn't do anything for me.
Okay. See, I got into an argument with a guy when I said something that I thought was, like, pretty non-controversial. This was, like, 2 years ago, pre-Tiger, like, actually playing well. And he said, oh, well, Tiger's playing. I'm like, I don't care. So what do you mean you don't care? I said, well, Tiger's irrelevant until he's relevant again. Like, once he's, you know, winning stuff, I'll pay attention. And then I was called, you know, a jerk and all kinds of other stuff that isn't fit for the air, pretty much insinuating that I don't know anything about anything, which may be true, but maybe not because of that Tiger take. Now that he's good again, I could see how he moves the needle for some people. But the problem for me is that I get invested in golf on TV. The things that catch me is when, like, Sergio's hitting it backwards out of a tree, or someone's hit it into the water four times or something. And as a fellow golfer, I would never wish that on anyone. So if that's what it takes for me to get engaged in it, I'd rather not watch.
See, actually, I disagree with you in that, because okay. I'm so bad at golf that when a professional does it, it's kind of like, ha, see, you can do it too. I don't stink that bad. But yes, I do, but, you know.
But also you do.
But also you.
On this hole.
Yes, on this one particular hole. Get it out of the tree, loser.
My favorite. I was reading on ESPN. The guy who hits all those balls in the water.
Tin cup.
Got a 17 on a hole. Said he finished with a 91.
Yeah, I think we talked about that on One Last Thing not too long ago. Thing.
I'm like, my best round ever is a 90. This guy spots the course 17. It's so gross. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs.
That ensues that they're not in on the regular season.
Kind of interesting, isn't it?
It is, because that's one of the four mains.
Two of the four names.
Or two of the four. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so the NHL playoffs, I think that the Stanley Cup final probably attracts casual fans because they do a really nice job of marketing it and they let you know what the stakes have been. But it's a commitment to be in on the NHL playoffs. Like, you're talking about winning 20 games, like, almost. Like, that's what it takes sometimes. And, like, you're going through. You have to come up with four wins in, I think it's technically 16 wins that you have to come up with. But it's a grind the entire way. The series can take some time because there's the extra day with travel and everything else. From beginning to end, you're probably exhausted. I don't know how much that catches. Like, even March Madness, what's the most watched part of, or the most interesting part of March Madness?
Opening weekend.
Not even close. Like, people will watch the Sweet 16 if they're invested or if their team's still in or whatever, but everybody watches the first couple of weekends to see if a 16 is going to beat a one seed and all that other kind of stuff, Cinderella stories. I wonder which way it's going to go now this year. If there's going to be more interest because UMBC showed that Virginia being, you know, one of the top teams, period, last year, and certainly worthy of a number one seed, them going down to UMBC, if that makes it more possible and so more people want to watch, or if it goes the other way, it's like, all right, well, I've already seen it, and one of the things that's never happened that I was waiting to see has already been, like, checked off.
Well, now you have to check off the next box. You've got to get a double-digit seed, you know, into the championship game.
Right.
That's the next one to fall.
I guess that's true, isn't it?
Which is way more difficult than a 16 beating a 1.
I'll never forget, man. I'm sorry for the Georgetown fans out there, but that Florida Gulf Coast team was one of my favorite teams that I've ever seen play college basketball, and that team was good. So to see them, like, succeed afterwards, that was like a Loyola Chicago last year. Like, if you thought that team was bad, you weren't paying attention because, I mean, that team was years in the making. But it is hard, man. When the Blue Bloods get there over and over and over again, you see why. It's really hard to get in the club if you're not already in the club. Really, really tough. Let's go to Bryant in Philly next on The Fanatic. What's up, Bryant?
Hey, how's your night going?
Going great. How are you?
I'm pretty good, almost.
Good.
Bryce Harper, I still want him. You know, it's the reason why he's going to get over $300 million, and I feel like it definitely helped the organization out.
Totally.
But say they don't get Bryce Harper for some odd reason, what's the next move? Who's still out there on the market? Any like big name free world? Any free agents that you think could contribute to the Phillies?
Well, they'll be looking at pitching next, because after he goes, there's Craig Kimbrell, who's going to get some money as a reliever. Dallas Keuchel could get some money as a starting pitcher. I don't know in terms of bats, you know, how excited they're going to be about Marwin Gonzalez and some of these other guys. I know Josh Harrison just signed today, but there's nothing the size of Bryce Harper that's out there. Let's say that.
Okay, and say they stock up on pitchers. Do you think they have enough hitting to like win a lot of those like one or two run games that they lost last year?
What I'll say, Bryant, and thanks for the phone call. Jake Arrieta is kind of the linchpin of the pitching staff. And here's why I say that. Because Jake Arrieta kind of determines whether the pitchers on the Phillies are good or not. Like, you know, you have Aaron Nola. If you have good Jake Arrieta, you realistically need one more good starting pitcher, and you should feel confident in your bullpen's ability to shorten games to the point where, like, the Phillies should feel good. If it's bad Jake Arrieta, like he was for long stretches last year, the Phillies have a pretty weak starting rotation. They're counting on Pivetta to take a step forward, which I don't know. Vince Velasquez, I think, would be better served to be a member of the bullpen as opposed to being a starting pitcher, just because it seems that the more that teams see of him, the more he gets hit around. You know, he gives you about four innings. I mean, that's ideal for long relief and, like, mop-up duty. But I don't know. I'm fascinated by it.
So if they were to go get another arm,
yep,
and assuming that it's likely Dallas Keuchel if you're getting a starter, you know, you have Nola 1, and then between Arrieta and Keuchel, that's 2-3. I would assume that you go Pivetta 4. Are you slotting Eflin into that 5 spot?
Probably, right?
So you would not go Velasquez, you would go Eflin.
I probably would go Eflin if it were me. Just, Eflin performed at a level last year where for long stretches he was untradeable. You know what I mean? Like, he was untouchable for the... I don't think Velasquez has ever been that way.
Well, that's, I mean, if you think about it, during the trade deadline, the Orioles asked for Eflin in return for as part of a package for Machado.
Yep. And the Phillies said no. I mean,
I think that was delusional, but...
but that's how highly they valued him. So he's going to get a crack at it. I believe that. If there's a spot up for grabs, Eflin probably has the tiebreaker over just about anybody. Would you be in on Keuchel? Do you think that that'd be...
Absolutely.
Depending on the money, or does it not?
Again, no, money doesn't bother me.
Okay.
They have it to spend. Go and use it. Because, you know, next year doesn't mean anything to you, and the year after that doesn't mean anything to you either, because you don't know what these free agents are going to do. You don't know who's willing to sign and who's going to step up and
right,
who you're going to make. It's all these factors. You can control Dallas Keuchel right now. So go make the move.
So the thing that I would like about Dallas Keuchel is, and I prefer to see things through the rose-colored glasses, I'm going to assume that Jake Arrieta is not lying, and that one of the main reasons that he struggled last year is the knee injury, and that he feels much better now. In the event that the Phillies become a playoff team, which, with or without Harper, I think they're close. With Harper, I think that it's pretty solid. Without Harper, I still think that they've got a chance. If for no other reason than nobody thought the Braves were any good before last season started. People thought the Braves were going to be rebuilding, and then they came on. Like, who knows if Gabe Kapler in year two of managing is going to be able to put everything together to the point where people are like, okay, well, this is going to be, you know, it's going to be a better outcome towards the end of the season as opposed to the wheels falling off like it did last year.
I expect a better outcome regardless if they bring in a Harper or a Keuchel or not. They've upgraded in multiple spots. But the added outcome for, what were they, a 79-win team last year or something along those lines, is 83-84. You know, so what do you need still to get you to 90? And I think it's Harper and Keuchel.
And pitching.
Yes.
Yep, both. And so the other thing, this is like the other dirty little secret, and I feel insane for saying this. I have no idea how good Washington's going to be. I know how good everybody says Washington's going to be, but I have no clue. Like, it's a team that's performed in the regular season and had postseason disappointment. It's a team that hasn't lived up to expectations in the past. Real question, And how is this Washington team any different from the Nationals teams in the past that have had one of the best teams in baseball? Doesn't it just feel like there's something up with them? Doesn't it feel like there's something that's just not complete, not right, something that's missing? Are you going to tell me that they do enough addition by subtraction if Harper's not there? I mean, I don't see that. I don't see it that way. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. NorCal Phillies was going to tweet in. He tweets in. He says, I was just about to call and let you know how many wins it takes to capture Lord Stanley. Yeah, 16. Had a temporary brain fart. But yes, was able to recover quickly and without calling attention to the mistake. You a believer in the Nationals, Tyler?
I think so, simply because of the talent level that should be there. And it starts up front, regardless if there's no Bryce Harper or not. It starts up front with the pitching staff. Max Scherzer, to me, is Beast. Still the best pitcher in baseball.
I'm with you.
I don't think it's arguable. Regardless if he wins a Cy Young every year or not, I think he's the best pitcher in baseball. Strasburg's tremendous when he's healthy.
Yep.
And I think they have a couple of young arms that they're looking to rely on this year, like Eric Fetty.
Sure.
Who I think made a nice step forward and needs to make another one. And then offensively, I think they've got enough with guys like Rendon and the pieces that they've put around. I think Kurt Sure. Suzuki was a great addition. They'll be okay.
So you believe?
Yes.
They're a playoff team?
Yeah, I think they're fringe because this division, I think, is going to be very competitive.
So that's what I'm getting at.
I think
at.
There are four teams that could win the division.
My heavens. Can't wait for baseball season, friends. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. Sean Patrick tweets in, Manny Machado is going to gross $120,000 plus per game, depending on his agent's percentage, which I think is typically 4%. That's a game check. A game check. The Padres could lose every game. That guy is winning. I'm telling you, if you haven't been to San Diego, don't knock it till you try it. It's number two on my list of all-time favorite destinations in the United States. Nashville, Tennessee is first, and then San Diego. Pretty good spots. Let's go to Lance in Arizona next on the Fanatic. What's up, Lance?
Yeah, I agree with you on San Diego. I lived there for a year and a half. It was amazing.
Liked it, huh?
The best year and a half of my life.
There
like,
you
people,
go.
Like, I don't know how many people in Philadelphia have actually gone out to San Diego and spent a lot of time there. It's one of the most beautiful cities you can live in, and there's a ton to do there. And the weather outside of like a month where it's really, really hot in the summer
right.
is amazing.
Yep. I mean, and everybody there is, you know, chill. Like, everything bad that you hear about, like, say, Los Angeles does not exist in San Diego. Just not the same city.
Well, not only that, traffic's not nearly as bad. Like, I would sit in traffic when I would go into downtown, maybe 25, 30 minutes in L.A. It's about an hour and a half to 2 hours just to go, like, 3 miles.
Yep. So, can't beat it.
but with the Phillies, I look at it this way. I really don't want to pay Keuchel because I have a feeling his agent's going to try to get 3-4 years, and he's 31 and already declining. I don't do that. If I get Bryce Harper, I have a overstock of outfielders. I try to make a move to get a pitcher where a team's trying to unload for one of those guys, like Nick Williams. Package another prospect to get another left-hander in there.
Sure.
Or I wait till the deadline, and maybe the San Francisco Giants are out of it, and they're like, hey, we're putting Bumgarner up there. I can make a deal, make him my number two if he's pitching well, and go that route.
But what if they don't get Harper? Does that change how you feel about Keuchel at all?
I still wouldn't pay for Keuchel. I understand you have the money, but I don't want to be locked in if he gets a 3 or 4 year deal where I'm paying him, he's going to want 25 mil because that's what Arrieta got last year. So if you get 25, 26 mil and it's year three and year four, that's still 25 million you can't use elsewhere when he's going to be completely shot at probably 34, 35. I don't want to get involved in that.
Sure. I mean, it makes sense, Lance. Thanks for the phone call. And that's the one thing that you've heard from people who've said, you know, they're anti-Keuchel. I'm not because, like, here's the thing. Maybe I'm just short-sighted. I'm excited by what the Phillies have done this offseason, and I think that they think that they're close or getting close. That's why you'd be in the conversation for, you know, a big-time contract that maybe you wouldn't necessarily be in on. I don't know if they're worried about Dallas Keuchel's declining in year three or year four down the road or whatever. If it's a two-year deal, if it's a three-year deal, in order to solidify your bullpen. And not only that, in the event that you make the playoffs, just be able to go with a three-man rotation. I think that that works. Like, I think that the Phillies would be confident in rolling with Nola, Arrieta, Keuchel in the playoffs and just having that be the rotation. I don't know for sure, especially depending on how the bullpen does. I'm intrigued by that a little bit.
David Robertson starts game one of the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's a Gabe Kapler thing. It's just waiting to happen.
Kimbrel will go the entire season unsigned. Kapler will sign him like 2 weeks before the playoffs.
And he starts every game down the stretch.
Got to get the innings in. 610-632-0975. Rich, you're going to be up first, and then it can be you. We have an extended segment coming up next, so that means that if you get on the phone lines right now or you're on right now, you'll be on before our next commercial break. It is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
Yo! The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera.
A GT Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Oh, mama.
$199 a month.
Gary Barbera has
300 Jeeps cheap.
And for Ram Truck Month,
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Zero down.
That's the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Starring the new GT Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Come and get it today.
For $199 a month. 300 Jeeps cheap.
And easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
It's official.
Gary Barbera has GT Cherokee Latitude 4x4 for $199 a month.
Is Barbera's on the boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
$199 a month. Is a 36-month 10K mile a year lease. Well qualified. With $34.99 down, including first payment.
The hottest new SUV at the auto show. You saw it, now buy it at Barbera.
The GT Cherokee Latitude 4x4.
Hello.
$199 a month.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed help. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners with simple payroll for 1 to 100 employees. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Do you currently get regular structured settlement or annuity payments from an insurance company for a personal injury, auto accident claim, wrongful death, or inheritance? If so, you don't have to wait for months or even years to get the cash you need now to cover urgent expenses like debts, tuition, medical bills, or exciting events like a new baby or down payment on a home. With over 25 years experience, J.G. Wentworth, the country's leader in structured settlement purchasing, has helped thousands of people get the cash they need. Call today at 800-741-1400. We offer flexible options that pay you a lump sum of cash for a portion of your payments, ensuring you get the money you need now while still receiving future payments from your structured settlement or annuity. And unlike others, J.G. Wentworth is a direct funder and can streamline the process, helping you get the lump sum of cash you need faster. For your free cash now quote, call 800-741-1404. That's 800-741-1404. 800-741-1404.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Hey, it's Mom. Somebody forgot to thaw the chicken, so meet us at Chili's for 3 for $10. Oh, and congratulate your sister on her report card. It's not great, but this time she didn't try to hide it from us. Oh, and remember, tonight's your dad's goatee intervention. Love you. See you at Chili's.
Come in now for Chili's 3 for $10. Starter, entree, and drink for just $10. With entrees like hand-battered chicken crispers and for a limited time, our mouth-watering sirloin steak topped with garlic butter. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating locations only.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows. Especially during cold and flu season, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Join Anthony Gargano this Thursday night from 6 to 7 as he broadcasts live from the Sportsbook at Parks Casino on Street Road in Bensalem. Bet with the best. The Sportsbook at Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Miss Corzetta and Trey, Anthony and Jason, or Mike, Tyrone, and Natalie? Listen to the podcast on the Fanatic app. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you up until midnight this evening. Joel Embiid out, by the way. We haven't talked about this. We're going to talk about Joel Embiid in just a second. 610-632-0975. I have a very important question as it relates to the news about the Joel Embiid injury. We're going to get to that in just a moment. First, we go to Rich in Philly on The Fanatic. Good evening, Rich. How are you?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. I wanted to make a comment about the whole Bryce Harper thing.
And I like Bryce Harper. He really is an excellent player. But it really, really bothers me that they offered him, if you read the accounts, and I believe the accounts, they offered him, let's say, $300 million for 10 years. They offered him that come out, and he didn't jump at it. And he kind of sat there, and he's waiting on it, and here we are, February, whatever. And I wonder about a guy like that. So for me, I'm okay if they want to pull back the offer, and we want to maybe go after Dallas Keuchel. I like Dallas Keuchel.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we look at what, like, last year in the trade deadline, like a Machado was available. There were guys available. I mean, I would just be more prudent. If I was going to spend that kind of money, I want the guy to love it here. He's going to want to be here. And I just don't get that vibe from Harper.
So it's the attitude more, Rich, that's got you kind of turned off rather than, like, the player himself.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Harper's Trout, right? Like, he's not Trout. He's not the – everybody is hyped. He's a little bit overhyped. But he's a very gifted, outstanding player. He's a difference maker, you know, all that. But for God's sake, they offered the guy 10 years for $300 million, $30 million a year. That's more than anybody. And the guy didn't jump at it.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what he's waiting on, Rich, doesn't it? Thanks for the phone call. It makes you wonder what kind of deal Scott Boras has told him is going to be coming down the pike. Like, I read a report today that said that anything that Harper signs is going to have a four in front of it. I'm like, that's patently ridiculous. By the way, the White Sox were really mad that Manny Machado didn't sign with them. Did you see this?
I did not.
The vice president of the team and the general manager came out separately and were like, yeah, we made a really, really good offer, and we're really surprised that he signed with San Diego.
Which means it had to be more.
It is and it isn't. So the offer, just straight up vanilla ice cream from San Diego, 10 years, $300 million. The White Sox reportedly offered Machado $280 million over 10 years with incentives that could have gotten the contract to $345 million. And depending on who you ask, it seems that more of those incentives were achievable or, like, really almost 100% likely rather than the ones that are, like, pie in the sky.
So it wasn't like, you know, Manny, you get $6 million if you land on the moon.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know, it was probably
60 home runs. Yeah, it's not that.
It was probably hit 30, win a division.
Right.
You know, and then the big one was win the World Series, probably.
But who knows how high that would go. The White Sox represented that if Machado would have signed with them, he would have made more than $300 million over 10 years. So I don't know what they're going to do with Harper. With Machado, look, if you're Manny Machado, you could literally, your knee could explode at any time, and you might be leaving $30 million on the table. Right, so I understand going after what's guaranteed. But if you're Bryce Harper, think about what your incentives could be. That's why I'm a little worried still about the White Sox and why I'm still worried about some of these other teams because, yeah, we talk about spending stupid money. There are other teams that can spend creative money and get into the same ballpark as the Phillies. I'm concerned a little bit, and I've pointed this out, that Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak knew all of this about Manny Machado, and they were pursuing him for 2 years, and they didn't value him at 10 years, $300 million. I've got some questions, to be honest with you, like about their pursuit of Bryce Harper now, because if that was the guy that you were chasing for 2 years, you weren't chasing Bryce Harper for 2 years. Now, granted, different situations. The Orioles were bad. The Nationals were good. They weren't looking to sell Harper. It's tough to trade in division. I get all of that. But it was clear that the Phillies were interested in Machado for a long time, and they didn't want to go up to 10 and 300. If that's what he rejected from Washington, it makes me wonder if you're even in the game. Like, people talk about the Phillies being the front runners because they probably should be. But if they don't value Machado at 10, 300, and Harper rejected 10, 300 from Washington, are the Phillies even in the game? Like, that's a legitimate concern for me.
Well, barring anything that is unforeseen, if you think about it, and he rejected 10 and 300 from Washington, and if the Phillies have backtracked on Manny Machado, who, like you said, you think they valued more up until the time that he signed. Who does that leave Bryce Harper with?
Right.
It's the Chicago White Sox. Does he want to sign there? I think, personally, I think that's a tremendous move. Because they have more money than they know what to do with. Because they have no money tied up in anybody but Jose Abreu.
Correct.
So they could go out and get him and then legitimately still go get another piece, get an arm per se, and then next year make another move.
People are saying it doesn't make sense for him to go to the White Sox. It makes perfect sense.
Absolutely. Because he could play right field or he could DH, like we talked about earlier.
Yep. So people are like, don't worry about it. The Phillies are bidding against themselves. I'm like, I don't know about that. And I want the player. Don't get me wrong. I want the player. But we can only do what we can only gain information from what teams tell us. The Phillies told us that they didn't like Manny Machado 10 years, $300 million enough. They didn't like that degree of Manny Machado. They weren't that far in on Machado. We don't even know if they had the second best offer. If Chicago's like flipping their table that they didn't get him.
And I think about it too. If I go and I break down. Especially Chicago versus San Diego. If you want to take a look at the top tier guys, even with Machado with the Padres now,
right.
The Padres are probably better off than what the White Sox are. Because if you go one for one, you know, you go Machado and Jose Abreu, you probably take Machado. Will Myers is probably better than anything the White Sox have after that. And Hosmer the same. But if you look at it piece by piece, 25-man roster, the White Sox might be better than the San Diego Padres.
Or at least have higher upside.
Correct.
At least have the ability
because
to be
their
better.
Pitching staff is better.
Right.
Because quite honestly, you and I looked at the Padres pitching staff, and I would take Lucas Giolito over anybody that the Padres currently have.
Yeah. It's not great. So that's what I'm concerned about from the Phillies' perspective, is that I already think they've had a good offseason. And for the record, I'd be in on Keuchel and Kimbrel for the record. To just have two guys at the back, or one guy at the back of your bullpen with Robertson, who I'm all for shutting down games, especially if you're not confident in your third through fifth starters. I'm all for shortening games. If you get Keuchel, you probably feel a little bit better about spot number three. Your whole rotation gets enhanced a little bit. I'm intrigued by Eflin, like I've said. I don't know, man. I'm going to feel uneasy about Bryce Harper until it's signed and sealed and delivered.
Well, and think about the Kimbrel signing. If they were to bring in a guy like that, he has to be your closer. I mean, I think it's unarguable. Then you move Robertson to the eight.
Set up, yep.
And that's a solid eight because you watched him do it for Chapman for quite some time. That moves Dominguez to the seven. That moves Neshek to the six.
That's what you could go.
You're solid.
Five innings.
You're solid right there.
It's not. And I haven't heard people saying that they want Kimbrel. And I've said, why not? You should want Kimbrel.
Load up on bullpen arms. Take a look at the teams that have been in the World Series over the last couple of years.
Like what the Yankees did.
The Yankees. And they weren't even in the World Series, but they were blowing teams out by the sixth inning. The Yankees. And then you take a look at the Indians did it with Shaw and Allen and Miller. The Royals did it with Herrera and Holland and all of that. And then they all become closers on other teams in their own right.
Correct. It's exactly right. I don't think it's a bad thing. I've said before that you get Harper. The equation that I made last night was that in missing Manny Machado, it was like a basketball game where the Phillies are down by one. There's a half a second left, and you've got two shots, and you miss the first one because you got Manny Machado. That's why the sense of panic sets in. If you hit the first one, then it's like, okay, well, the game's tied, and now I can win by hitting the next one. If you miss on Manny Machado and Harper, even though you've had a really good offseason, depending on where those guys go, it's going to feel like a loss. It's going to feel like you missed on the offseason, and it doesn't have to.
And it wouldn't be the case had they not come out and said stupid money.
Stupid money.
You could have rephrased that in a better way. And you would have been fine. We're going to be aggressive. That's all you had to say.
I think you're going to be surprised at the amount that we do this offseason.
Like, because they've done a ton.
A lot.
And they've upgraded in four spots.
That they needed a lot.
Right.
I don't know, man. It gets me. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Got a question about Joel Embiid's knee injury. We had one call about it earlier. There's a very important question that I want to ask because the MRI said that it's, you know, effectively no problem, that there's no structural damage, that he's got knee soreness. They're going to be missing about a week, and it makes me wonder, is this an actual week, or is this a Philadelphia 76ers week? Is this like a Jahlil Okafor two-week injury where he's going to be out for the entire season? Is this a three-month Ben Simmons injury where he's going to be out for the entire season? Is it going to be an indefinite injury where you don't see Joel Embiid for 2 years while he's, you know, working out in slides and flip-flops and stuff? I'm a little worried. I watch him in the All-Star game. I'm like, Joel Embiid looks like he doesn't want to be there. And it turns out that he probably was banged up in the All-Star game, playing in the All-Star game, and now he's going to be out for a week. I'm not saying that I'm panicking or anything like that, but it's natural to wonder, like, how bad's this thing going to go?
Well, and that was my concern, was the fact that he was playing.
Was I crazy?
I would have had him sit out.
He didn't look good.
No, he wasn't great. And, I mean, he had 10 points. And that's because he's Joel Embiid. And, I mean, he could score 10 points in his sleep, even in an All-Star game with the best players in the league. But you're right, he wasn't moving.
I'm worried about that. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Bob Nightingale, by the way, came out, and this is from Philly Hawk tweeted this to me, or Philly West, rather, DHawk43. Chicago White Sox, who are out of the Bryce Harper sweepstakes, still plan to make some smaller improvements to the team after Manny Machado chose the Padres. Versatile infielders Marwin Gonzalez and Josh Harrison, along with starter Gio Gonzalez, still on the free agent board. Harrison signed with the Tigers today, right?
Correct. 1 year deal.
So that means that Marwin Gonzalez is still available. I mean, Gio Gonzalez is technically available. They did pursue Harper earlier this offseason, but after pitching him on the organization's bright future, it's all quiet on the Harper front from the past couple of months. Why does that mean that they're out on him? Why does that necessarily mean that? I don't even know if it does. If I were the White Sox and I was in on Bryce Harper, you know what I'd want people to think? That I was freaking out on Bryce Harper. This concerns me. It doesn't make me feel good.
You have a lot of concerns tonight.
Doesn't
you
it?
Okay?
Look, here's the problem, is that I'm a worrier by nature.
Do you want to go out and get a drink afterwards? You need one?
I need three or four. Got Zion hurt. Got Joel Embiid hurt. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Total anarchy.
It's total anarchy. 610-632-0975. Brian Brothers tweets in, I just read that there isn't a free agency deadline for Major League Baseball. Do you think that should change? I don't. I don't think that should change. Because I think that players and teams should be able to take their time evaluating whatever it is that they need. You'll notice a theme with me. I'm all for freedom, and I'm all for choice. I think as much responsibility as you can take out of some governing body's hands and give it to the people, I'm on board with it. So if you're talking about baseball and you're talking about the teams, you're talking about the players, you know, why should there be this artificial deadline to get things hammered out and, you know, everything else? If a team is, for example, right, Roger Clemens signed late in the year every single time over the last, 3 years of his career, and ended up being an effective pitcher during that time. Just didn't want to go through the rigmarole of the regular season, and teams were willing to pay him to play part-time effectively. I'm cool with it. Whatever you work out on your own is all good with me. So I don't really think that there should be a deadline. Do you, Tyler?
No.
Deadline?
I agree with you. No, because baseball is, in the purest sense of the free market, it is free market because it allows you to make whatever you want to make and still not impact a team monetarily the way that you would with a salary cap. And,
sure.
And so if you are the kind of guy that has established yourself, and Bryce Harper, while he's only 26, has established himself, and you say, listen, I don't want to go to spring training this year. I don't care. I personally, I don't care. The only thing that's going to impact my feelings on you not going to spring training is if you come out and you hit 080 in March and April.
Right.
Then we have a problem.
It was like the Fletcher Cox discussion about, oh, Fletcher Cox is missing organized team activities. Is he focused on the season? And then he comes out and starts mauling people. And we realize how ridiculous it was to even have that conversation. Okay, that's what it turns into. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. You still in on Bryce Harper? If you're not, I want to know why. Because, and it's not like you have to defend yourself to me. I just want to know what's changed. The attitude in it is something. Actually, you know what, Tyler? We have a cut from yesterday. Jason Stark was on with Mike, and he was talking about this specifically about whether Manny Machado slash Bryce Harper, either player, but Harper in particular, whether he had any kind of issue playing in Philadelphia and whether that could potentially impact any kind of free agent decision about whether he would opt to sign with them or not.
I've been hearing that for a while. I think it's been apparent, right? We're over 3 months into free agency, 3.5 months. Scott Boras has clearly been waiting around for something. Is it just money? I don't think it is. I think his preference is to be somewhere else. I think his preference is still to go back to Washington. I think that's totally in the owner's hands. And I think this one is in the owner's hands in Philadelphia.
Surely he's not still holding out on Washington, right? Like how far into the luxury tax does he want this owner to go? And with all the money that the Nationals have spent, surely not.
Now, I'm going to play a little counteractive to what I said earlier.
Uh-huh.
Because I am totally for spending the money if you have the money.
Yep.
The Nationals are in a spot where they don't have the money if they want to retain top talent. Because a guy I mentioned earlier in the show, Anthony Rendon, is up for free agency next year.
Right.
And he's going to get a big-time deal, too. So you really have to look at it. Do you want Rendon and two other good players, or do you want Bryce Harper?
So the one argument that never holds any water for me, my dad tries to use it with me. A lot of people try to use it with me. What's that guy ever won? Okay, that's one argument that literally has no weight with me because that completely takes out context, circumstances, and other stuff. So when people are like, you're going to pay Bryce Harper that kind of money, what's Bryce Harper ever won? What's Bryce Harper ever won in Washington? That's not to say that he can't win anywhere else. They've already seen, Washington has, is it 8 years of Harper? They've seen 8 years of
Correct.
Harper, right? They had him since he was 18 years old. They've seen what that looks like, and they haven't won anything with Bryce Harper. So maybe they're not going to break the bank for him. Maybe they do look at these other like Rendon and a couple of other guys they have coming up thinking, listen, our core is a lot more exciting than some of our other teams. We'd like you to stick around for the right price, but the right price is 10 and 300. If you don't want that, then, you know, take it up the street.
And I'll be quite honest with you. I would be ready to say, if he has another year like he did last year, that Juan Soto is a better baseball player than Bryce Harper.
It wasn't great last year.
I mean, statistically, he wasn't great, but that goes off the fact that he had a really poor March in April, and he dug himself out of a hole. So the 248 he hit, or whatever it was actually quite impressive, considering he was hitting about 130 entering May.
Right. That's true.
But to me, Juan Soto looks like he's got the makings of a guy that could be a generational type player.
How do they keep finding these guys?
They're really good at scouting.
It's
really
outrageous.
And well, and Bryce Harper was, I mean, the
draft,
the number one pick. It was
saw it
a
coming.
Given.
Same with Strasburg, too.
Right? But they do a tremendous job at scouting.
They really and the Braves do. Although I'm starting to get some good vibes about the Phillies scouting, for the record. Like I think that they're doing a better job than a lot of people have given them credit for. For example, like Sixto Sanchez, a lot of people were very excited about him for good reason. But to have him turn into what he turned into in terms of trade bait and what you acquired on the other end, that's killer for the Phillies. That's really good asset management.
Yeah, I think they've done a really good job, especially in the Caribbean. You know, the Dominican,
sure.
a lot of the international pool, they've done a tremendous job in pulling guys that they wouldn't have a few years back. I mean, take a look at, like you said, Sixto Sanchez, Archimedes Gamboa,
mm-hmm.
supposed to be a legit player. They've done a really good job recently of getting that kind of talent.
Hope that starts paying off, because you're looking around, you're watching the Braves and the Nationals and the Dodgers and all these guys, the young talent starting to mature for these teams. You hope it comes together. And I truly wonder if Bryce Harper would or wouldn't be the jump start that the Phillies need. I can't help but think the natural reaction is that in what's already been, by a lot of stretches, an exciting offseason, you ink Bryce Harper, regardless of what the term is, regardless of what the money is, that becomes an electrifying offseason. And you charge, like, literally, when's the last time that the Phillies fan base was energized like that? Like, when Cliff Lee and Roy Halladay and everybody, the band, get together. Right? That's the last time. And that season was nuts in terms of fan energy and fan expectation. It's going to turn into that really quickly if Harper signs. If he doesn't, I'm worried about the letdown, because it was still a really good offseason. And you could still do things to improve your team. And you can still find ways to, whether it's through trade or Rule 5 or whatever it is, to improve your team. But I don't know. I'm concerned that there's going to be a letdown.
And I think the term that I would use with these guys, and they are really good players, but the term that I would use would be mega name. I don't think they're necessarily mega stars, but they have that household everyday fan recognition. Everybody knows who Bryce Harper is.
Totally. He's probably the face of the league.
I would say so, because of the fact that how poor LA does it at marketing Mike Trout.
As Rob Manfred pointed out.
Well, he's not wrong. I don't think he's wrong, but I think that's an issue with him, too.
He said it the wrong way. Right. Like, and Anaheim jumped up and was like, yo, dude, buzz off. But like, I think what he should have said is, dude, Mike, you're way better than Bryce Harper, dude. And look at what he has become.
And he's the face. You aren't wrong in that statement. So to me, the fact that they went out and improved in X, Y, Z positions, and they don't get Bryce Harper now because it's down to just Bryce Harper.
Right.
They're going to look at it and go, well, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. But in reality, they really did.
Yeah, I mean, you look at short. If nothing else, you add Segura at shortstop. Outrageous upgrade at shortstop. Outrageous. You had the best, second best, whatever you want to say about Real Muto, one of the best catchers in baseball. I think that it's underrated if you get what you thought you were going to get out of Santana from McCutchen and you don't have Hoskins playing in left field. Like, I think that there's just those three moves, you'd be like, wow, really good offseason by the Phillies. But the stakes are raised when you say stuff like stupid money, as you pointed out, Tyler, to the point where it's like, if that doesn't happen, if that doesn't come together, then there's going to be a portion of the fan base that says, well, that's kind of a bummer. That was disappointing. And not enjoying the really, really good moves that the Phillies have made. I don't know if that's putting them into playoff contention yet, but they're certainly on the path.
Especially when you take a look at, you know, maybe the bullpen acquisitions, and not even David Robertson. Juan Nicasio was effectively a throw-in. When you look at it from a grand scheme of things, he clearly wasn't, because the Phillies knew what he was. He pitched here for a couple of months. He had a down year last year. I think he's a tremendous closer, or a tremendous reliever, excuse me.
Yep.
It makes everything one step better.
And that's the thing. When I think that when we looked at the Phillies last year, we saw stretches of really good play, and then we saw some other play that, you know, was obviously a little bit worrying with Gabe Kapler, who for a while looked like, oh, look, it's genius Gabe, and then it's, oh, did the team quit on him and everything else? But I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking, well, anything that you get to get more consistent top to bottom, whether it's defensively, whether it's in the lineup, and you know, all that other kind of stuff, all of those things are positive steps on the road towards the playoffs and towards becoming a consistent, regular contender. And that's what we were promised when this new baseball leadership group came in. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. Also, side topic this evening, in honor of Zion Williamson, which ended up being a big bust because he got injured 36 seconds into the game. What events or players or anybody else make you watch events that you wouldn't normally watch? Example that I brought up is like Olympic and World Cup soccer. I'm not into Premier League. I'm not into, you know, MLS or waking up early and checking out any of the overseas stuff. But when the men and women are playing in World Cup and in the Olympics, I lock in. And Tyler pointed out the college softball World Series is something that interests him and gets him on the board. Had one on the line, just dropped off, 610-632-0975. So you can be up first if you want to weigh in on this discussion. On Twitter, the reaction has been good as well. John, when we were talking about Zach Eflin, at Chalk His Teep weighed in. I agree on Eflin. He can be really good, excellent flashes last year. All he needs is good health and league experience. He's a big guy who can have electric stuff when he's on. That's why the Orioles wanted him. I like Vince, but he needs to pitch, not throw. How often have we said that about Vince Velasquez?
Like, for the last 3 years.
Hey, so you wonder how much it's going to... Is he going to turn into a Rembrandt all of a sudden? I just don't know. I just don't think that that's likely. A couple votes for the Masters, the World Cup, English Rugby, College Baseball World Series. Oh, this is some good stuff. The tennis majors, Wimbledon and the French Open and stuff like that. You don't often get people who are locked into the lesser circuit, you know, tennis tournaments. But most people tune in for Wimbledon or the U.S. Open or what? Oh, didn't Andy Roddick win the U.S. Open? Doesn't Roger Federer win it every year? Yes, you know the U.S. Open. Like, people tune in to tennis.
Well, majors. And I think that's almost why I'm out. And it's really? So odd to say because I was the guy 2 weeks ago that was saying, if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl, I want to see the Patriots in it every year because I love that dynastic ability.
Sure.
But when it's an individual sport, I don't need to see a tournament where I could sit 3 weeks before it start and go, yep, it's going to be Federer, Nadal, Federer, Roddick, Nadal, Roddick, whatever. Combination of those three.
Sure.
And two of them will be there. It doesn't do anything for me.
So with the U.S. Open, at least you've had people like Del Potro and you've had some other people like pop up and get surprise wins. The one that I have a problem with where I'd completely agree with you is that it's totally boring to watch anybody try to beat Rafael Nadal on clay, like at the Australian.
You're not going to.
It's so boring. Yeah, it's.
There was a stretch in the women's game where it was like, basically, who's the sacrificial lamb to Serena Williams?
Still,
because you're going to lose.
Still, kind of like that, to a large degree. That's one of the most dominant singles athletes of all time, Serena Williams. Just outrageous. But yeah, you're right about that. So you're an interesting enigma, Tyler. Like the dominance to a degree.
I like it in a team sport. But not necessarily in an individual aspect.
So let me ask you then. What about college football and college basketball?
Oh, I have no issue with Bama being there every year.
Why?
Bama Clemson to me is interesting.
Those are different people.
What do you mean?
Still like you said, you don't like it when it's like individuals or whatever. You don't like individual dominance,
sure.
Right? Even though the teams are different, it's still Dabo Swinney there all the time. It's still...
Because you're cheering
Nick
for
Saban.
The laundry.
Okay.
And not even cheering, but... Watching for the laundry.
I gotcha. All right. Just trying to get it cleared up. Just asking. And I think that might also contribute to the Tiger Woods disdain as well. 610-632-0975 on Twitter. It's at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. That game's over now, right? That Duke North Carolina game. That was a full on dismantling. 88-72. That's a bad spot at home when you're given 9. Yikes. Look, man. Basketball's a team sport. I get it. You got 4 McDonald's All-Americans on the floor and Zion Williamson's out. And you can't keep it to within 15 points of UNC. What is happening in college basketball? You're at home. Yikes. Coach K is not going to be happy. Let's go to Mike in Bridesburg next on The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Yeah. Just to allude to what you were just talking about, I did lay the 9.5, I believe.
Okay.
Before the Zion injury, obviously.
Right.
which, you know, turned out in my favor. But you're right. You can't let that happen at home. Anyway.
Well, congratulations on the win, Mike.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
my discussion, this whole Bryce Harper thing, I am on both sides of the fence. One side of me wants to, you know, just pay this guy. Give him, you know, if he wants to be the highest paid, give him the 326. If he wants more, give him the 350. The other side of me feels, you know, a 10-year contract, obviously, you know, it don't come to fruition other than, you know, who, Al Pujols maybe.
And even that one looks bad because he's still good, just not Albert Pujols level.
He got, and Pujols got signed later in his career.
True.
Four years later, there were different factors involved in that signing.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm just fearful of what's going to happen if we already lost one and potentially might not get the other, and how this Philly season is going to go from being so hopeful to so dreadful. You know, it just kind of scares me.
Well, so do you consider it to be almost boom or bust at this point, where it's like if they don't get him, you know, there's going to be unfinished business, or you left something on the table, or are you going to be okay with the other moves that they made? How do you look at it?
I think that the hype has been, you know, it's gone above and beyond now with all this fanfare and everything, and everybody's paying attention to, you know, to the internet and when is Bryce going to sign. I do feel like if we don't get him, that it will be, you know, it will be a failure.
And that's kind of what I'm digging at too, Mike. I think that you're onto something there. Thanks for the phone call. Is that because there's been so much hype, and it's all that you've heard on TV, it's all that you've read on Twitter, it's all that you've heard about online, and let's face it, we're contributing too. It's what we've been talking about for what feels like over a week now on these airwaves, is what's going to happen with Bryce Harper. Is he coming? Is Manny Machado going to come? All right, now that Manny Machado's out, is it going to be Harper? Meanwhile, the rest of Major League Baseball, congratulations, by the way, to Josh Harrison for actually getting a deal done under the gun here, because it seems like the rest of Major League Baseball is just sitting and waiting in like a Mexican standoff or something like that to wait and see what happens with Bryce Harper before anybody else makes any moves.
It's literally that scene from The Office.
Yeah.
Where they're all just pointing their finger guns at each other.
That's exactly what I was picturing. So I'm glad we're on the same page. It's good stuff. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti at 97.5. The Fanatic, Tyler Zuli, is producing, doing a tremendous job. You're used to that. You're used to this this level. Although, of course, he's you know 5-plus hours deep into producing at this point. So the next half hour is going to be where all the fun comes out. This is where Loopy Zuli comes out. And if anybody's ever experienced that, it's like a unicorn. You don't want to miss it. All of that and more coming up. Plus, in just about 28 minutes, we've got one more thing. We've got a fun, full show still ahead of us here. 610-632-0975 if you want to get involved. It is the Joe Torti Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The winter nights are long and cold, so come and warm up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Come out and watch the pay-per-view fights of the UFC and boxing live at Creekside Cabaret all month long. To see more, check out Creekside Cabaret's online calendar to find out about all of their featured performers and other awesome events, like monthly amateur night featuring a cash prize to the winner. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off Free 09 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Natalie Eganoff here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. Fanatics, believe me when I tell you, you'll see a difference buying from my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Choose from over 1,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles, including Wrangler, Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram trucks, Right now, save more than ever with the employee pricing all month long during Ram Truck Month. Get up to 0% financing for 72 months or savings of up to $12,000 off MSRP on select Ram trucks. Better prices, bigger selection, and just a better buying experience is waiting for you at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's why they're South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you. 0% financing based on approved credit, cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends 2/28/2019.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the real problem, saving you time and money down the road. Want help from a pro? We can help with that too. Keep your engine running clean. Buy one STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem and all collections and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-300-5056. 800-300-5056. That's 800-300-5056.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
My name is James Stewart, and along with Mike Sarge Riley, we are Wrestling Inside the Ropes. Listen now at bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sports Talk, West Grove, and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. We're together until midnight. Coming up at 11:50, it'll be One More Thing. Plenty of good stuff to get to tonight. Your phone number to join the conversation right now, 610-632-0975. As we continue to discuss the Bryce Harper saga. And if you're out on Harper, I want to hear from you. And I want to know why. What's changed? What is it about the way that this situation's played out that has taken you from thinking that Harper is the missing piece to saying that the Phillies would be fine going on without him? Let's go to Ben in Alaska next on The Fanatic. Good evening, Ben.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Regarding Bryce Harper, at this point I'm leaning out. That's not to say that if he does sign here, like, I'll still be happy to have him. But thing that you touched on in my last call is about, like, his attitude. Mm-hmm. He seems kind of lukewarm about Philly, and it's like, it's a tough place to play as it is. So if he doesn't want to be here, I don't know if I want him here. So
do you think that your feelings would change, Ben, in the event that he did sign, or is that kind of always going to be in the back of your mind?
No, I mean, if he signed and then he came out and was like, hey, you know, happy to be here, and he starts putting up numbers, then which, I mean, he's as close to a lock as you can, I think, with the numbers he's put up since he's been in the league. But yeah, that would change. I would still take him. I just think, like, at this point, I'm kind of leaning out since he sounds real wishy-washy about things. So.
I'm with you, Ben. And here's the thing, like, if, and I pointed this out too, if they were willing to value Machado up to a point, but not 10 years, $300 million, and that's the offer that he rejected from the Nationals, like, what's it going to take to get this guy? It seems like it's going to be a significant amount, especially if he doesn't want to play in Philly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think they have the money to spend, but they should be prudent with it too. If he wants something, you know, excessive, like up, you know, close to $400 million or something, I'd say forget it and let's go get us some other pieces and press on. And I think we still have a good, like, young core. I don't think that it's like hey, we got to sign somebody now because our window's starting to close. Like, I think our window is actually starting to open. So I don't think we need to really just, like, get too just wrapped up about it. If he doesn't come here, like, we'll still be able to build a good team, I think. So especially with the signings we've had this offseason. So I'm not overly concerned about it, really.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Ben. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Hope that everything's good in the Great White North. Look, when you think about it, and you think about Harper coming here, that's what I think a lot of the ill will towards the guy and towards the situation will melt away. Like, I think by June, July, if he's on the team, we'll all just be laughing about this at this point. But I say that, and I don't know for sure. I don't know if, like, for Ben Simmons, right? Anytime Ben Simmons struggles, it's, you know, Ben Simmons needs to shoot a jump shot. Yes, he does. And then people were like, oh, okay, well, he's just worried about going to L.A. anyway. Like, that's what it turns into. It's like the player's head's not here. And that's easily going to happen with Harper. If people see him struggle, one of the immediate things that they'll say is, first, oh, he was a punk in Washington. I didn't like him in Washington either. And then they'll say, oh, he didn't want to even be here anyway. We were the only ones that are willing to pay. That's what it's going to turn into. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Chris in Williamstown next on The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, Joe, man?
How you doing?
You know what? I'm all right, man. You remember back in 2016, something that got me into watching, that specific year at least, was watching the USA Women's Soccer. You remember when Hope Solo got the heck taunted out of her and she got trolled over the Zika comments?
Yep.
Dude, like, that actually drew me in. Like, man, I actually was watching every game just to see it happen, just to see Carly Lloyd's beautiful, you know, anyway. But, you know, like, that actually got me interested in watching the game just to hear it and just to be like, wow, they are really giving it to her this specific day.
Sure.
Like, it was something that drew me in for some odd reason to watch something I wouldn't watch outside of the 4-for-4.
Well, we're in Philly. We like some good old-fashioned trash talk. We can appreciate that.
Yeah. And you know what? I want to get into the union, but I don't know. They just don't draw me in like I would hope they would. So, you know, hey, I've been trying to see the Wings a little bit. Like, I actually been trying to find that on TV, and it shows up apparently sometimes. But
yeah, that box across is something else, man. That's a really, really cool sport.
I mean, but are you really surprised that I'm out on Harper? Like, I've been telling you for the past few days why I've been just so frustrated with every day it's a new rumor, and every day it's this, every day it's that, and then nothing ever happens. Like, it has actually started to push me away from wanting this guy around at all, because he comes here, Joe, and we already know he's holding this team hostage. Well, I don't want my team held hostage. And that's just something now you have made me honestly say, no, I will not let this team be held hostage. Before, I might have said, okay, you know, if you're going to come in here and we're not going to have to sit here and kiss your rear end to get you to come here like they're doing right now, I think, then I'm really just checked out.
Well, Chris, same question that I asked Ben. If he does sign, do those feelings go away for you? Do you think that there's any way that the bridge could be mended?
Well, see, you mentioned the key phrase right at the end, mended. Like, there would be a grace period where, like, I'd still be pissed off at you. Like, I would be good. If I was in the clubhouse, like, I would actually give you the cold shoulder for, like, the first month because you really did play this pity party game just to get this much money. And if you don't help and you don't make this team better and you don't try to help the players by talking to them, making them better players, what the heck are we doing?
Well, Chris, I think that you hit on something important. Thanks for the phone call. And Tyler, that's central to this whole thing, is that if it's $300 million, if it's $275 million, if it's $200 million, it all comes down to results. Like, it always does. If you produce, you're going to be beloved. If you don't produce, you're going to get booed regardless of what the contract is.
No one cares what the money looks like. If he comes out and in March and April, he hits 15 home runs, drives in 40, he's hitting 270.
Yeah,
and the team's in, you know, first place, close to first, second. Nobody's going to care.
But even if you got him for $100 million, if you got him for $125 million, if he comes and wears a sombrero, if he makes base running errors, like that kind of, no one's immune. No one's safe.
I think the issue is going to be, is he almost, if he does sign with the Phillies, he's almost going to have a productive first game. Because if he goes 0-for-4 in the first game and he Ks three times, you're right, nobody's safe, because we saw it with Kapler. People were calling for his head two games into the year.
Before he had a home game under his belt. Before he played
right
at home.
So if you don't have a tremendously successful first game, and I'm talking he's probably going to have to do, you know, go 2-for-4, base hit and a double, base hit and a home run, drive three runs in, score two, it's going to be a big, big ordeal in this city.
Is that all he has to do, huh?
Yeah, that's all. You know, just 2-for-4, jeez, drive some runs, you know, everything you've asked him to do.
This would not happen with Machado. If Machado took this long to sign, it's because of the Bryce Harper thing. It's because people think that they know Bryce Harper and they think that he's like...
They don't like him here.
Exactly. That's what it is. So he's got to win you over. Whereas people play, you know, the wait and see game when it comes to Manny Machado. It's going to be an interesting stretch here. It really is. By the way, I saw this earlier. You can rest easy. I know that you were worried about this. LeBron James has decided to activate playoff intensity mode early. As now I think the Lakers are they eighth? No, they're 10th.
Right on the cusp, but they're right outside.
They're right outside the playoffs. So he's activated playoff mode, and he's announced that to everybody. So I know that you were worried about
that.
So
the Lakers will win 10 in a row now.
Probably will.
Against teams that they're not as good as.
Likely, yeah. Just he flipped the switch. I know that there were people delighting in the fact, especially here in Philadelphia. And quite frankly, I tend to try to keep the spite to a minimum. But I can't blame you if you were rooting for LeBron to miss the playoffs because he went and joined the Lakers. Hard for me to argue with you.
Well, and that's the argument, too, is if you were going to make this a basketball decision, and he came out and said, I'm signing with the Houston Rockets.
Good,
you know,
right.
Okay, you get it. You have to just kind of play it as is. But the fact that he went to a team that was not competitive, and not competitive as in like a 5-6 seed, not competitive as missed the playoffs last year.
Right.
And might still miss the playoffs with him on the roster.
See, I've always been the, like, you can never penalize somebody for, like, Tom Brady. People are like, oh, well, you know, Tom Brady's lost Super Bowls, blah, blah, blah. I don't think you can ever penalize somebody for getting to the finals. When I looked at LeBron versus MJ, people were like, oh, Jordan never lost in the finals. I'm like, well, yeah, but LeBron has this ridiculous streak of making the finals. It's outrageous. I wonder if his legacy takes a tiny, itsy-bitsy little hit. If he chooses Los Angeles, I mean, that's almost a hubris move. That's almost like, wherever I go, I don't care that it's in the West. I don't care that the Warriors are here. Wherever I go, we're going to make the playoffs and we're going to be fine.
I don't think it is. I think it was truly a life decision.
Yeah.
That's really all it
came
down to.
I agree with that, by the way.
So when you talk about, does the legacy take a hit, it does to the people that are LeBron stans. You know, or MJ stans.
Oh, MJ stans.
Because they're going to say, well, he played on bad teams. But if you think about it, outside of the Heat team that lost to the Mavericks, how often was LeBron the underdog in the finals? Definitely the first time he went. Quite possibly the last two times he went. where he was bringing, you know, dead bodies across the floor.
Banged up teams. Yeah, for sure.
So you figure that's three right there. And how many has he lost?
So he lost two?
He's lost three.
Three? Right? Yeah, I'd have to go back. He's been there so many times. Yeah.
So there you go. How can that take a hit? And I don't think MJ was never the underdog.
I don't think so either. I don't think any time that he made it to the finals, I don't think that he
they
was
were the
ever,
favorite. I would have to think so.
Outrageous. Since the 07 finals trip, I think LeBron's been to the finals seven times. That's as sure as a sure thing as you can get to. 610-632-0975. Coming up next, more of your phone calls, plus one more thing coming your way. It is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own boardwalk and park place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to patriotsoftware.com and enter promo code radio, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
It's back! Minivan Mania! Minivan month is in full swing at the Big B. Gary Barr, Bears number one, Chrysler Land.
Chrysler Land! Chrysler Land! Gary Barr's Chrysler Land!
Minivans, minivans, and more minivans. They are parked bumper to bumper, fender to fender. Your best-built, beautiful 7-passenger, loaded-up Chrysler minivan, a crazy $16,666. You heard me right, your radio's not broken. Get your official tailgate great minivan from a crazy $16,666. And at Barbera, when we say instant credit, come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
I am talking about the mother of all minivans today, the Gary Barbera Minivan Mania Way.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For 3 decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
At Gary Barbera's number one Chrysler Land. It's Minivan Mania. Minivans, minivans, and more minivans from a crazy 16666. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Yo, we driving, yeah. Uh-huh. We living our best life and my car smells fresh.
Yeah,
but we weren't always thriving. It was you, girl.
Told you so.
Who pointed out that smell?
That's right.
Now it's all fun. The odor's gone. Fabrice car works so well. Come on, keep driving. Keep driving. Let's go.
Oh, boy, your car smells
nice. Fabrice car, yeah, yeah. Let's go.
That's right.
No more odors in my ride now. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, we made it so
Fabrice
nice.
Fabrice car, keep riding. Let's go. And now the world can say.
Breathe happy Fabrice.
This is big. Hurry to Macy's for thousands of new markdowns on great fashion, home trends, and more. Plus, take an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. And don't miss 50 to 80% savings on tons of clearance finds in Last Act, where the price you see is the price you pay. This is big. Now through Sunday. Savings on original and sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Do you currently get regular structured settlement or annuity payments from an insurance company for a personal injury, auto accident claim, wrongful death, or inheritance? If so, you don't have to wait for months or even years to get the cash you need now to cover urgent expenses like debts, tuition, medical bills, or exciting events like a new baby or down payment on a home. With over 25 years experience, J.G. Wentworth, the country's leader in structured settlement purchasing, has helped thousands of people get the cash they need. Call today at 800-741-1404. We offer flexible options that pay you a lump sum of cash for a portion of your payments, ensuring you get the money you need now while still receiving future payments from your structured settlement or annuity. And unlike others, J.G. Wentworth is a direct funder and can streamline the process, helping you get the lump sum of cash you need faster. For your free cash now quote, call 800-741-1404. That's 800-741-1404. 800-741-1404.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell.
At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 215-490-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Miss something? Listen to the Fanatic Best of Show podcast on the Fanatic app or on the podcast page at 975thefanatic.com. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Final segment of the Joe Torti Show here with you on 97.5 The Fanatic. Had a fun one here tonight, despite the ugly weather out there. I've appreciated you guys, trying to stay safe, sharing your night with us. Tyler Zulli's producing. Coming up in 5 minutes, it is One More Thing. Until then, we'll talk to Gil in North Philly. What's going on, Gil?
Hey, what's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. So here's my question, right? In the last, let's say, 10, 15 years, how many teams have actually won a World Series while acquiring or whether it's free agent or just re-signing a player to a big contract, a big name? I mean, we had a lot of names, Miguel Cabrera,
sure.
Prince Fielder, and all, Albert Pujols, big names like that, A-Rod, that sort of. How many of those teams actually won a World Series?
I can only think of one, and it's David Price signed for over $200 million a couple years ago, and Price ended up being a bullpen player for the Red Sox.
And it's funny you mention that, because I was going to mention, was it fair to actually include or, exclude pitchers? Because
right.
Let's face it, if you get a big-name pitcher, in any sense of the word, they're going to help you get wins.
Sure.
They're even a big name closer pitchers in that case, but I'm talking like hitters, sluggers. I mean, these guys are getting $200 million contracts, $300 million contracts. I mean, we signed Ryan Howard to a huge deal after he was putting up huge numbers, home run numbers, 30, 35, or whatever it was. But he had high numbers of strikeouts,
Right.
He was sort of like on the decline and
sure.
He was sort of like, got him at a good time, I guess, or at a bad time, I should say. But I'm just curious, is it really beneficial to pay these guys all this money when they're not really helping out in the last few years winning guys the championship,
Yeah, well, you're right about that, Gil, and thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. It's an interesting question to ask. The one that jumps to my head, and I don't know if it's really fair because the Yankees spent on everybody, but they paid Mark Teixeira the mega bucks. They had Alex Rodriguez on the mega deal. They paid the mega deal to Derek Jeter. But they'd also spent the time investing in getting CC Sabathia and a couple other people. I mean, that's a team that I think invested in sluggers that actually ended up winning a World Series eventually. Is that the last one?
I would think so, probably. I mean, if you think about the big-time contracts that Gil just mentioned, I mean, it's Pujols, they haven't been. It's Cabrera, they've been, but not won.
Fielder,
both Texas and Milwaukee have not won since he signed big time deals.
Ryan Braun,
they've not even been.
Yep,
and it's you even go back to some of the deals that the Yankees have signed. Like I'm drawing a blank. He played center field for the Red Sox. Played for the Yankees after that.
Oh,
off injured Jacoby Ellsbury. Correct.
Yeah.
So they signed him to a big deal. These things oftentimes don't work out, but they don't not work out because of that player.
Right.
They don't work out because the team is not built to win.
It's circumstantial.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so that's what I point out, right, with the Padres. If the Padres don't win a World Series, is the Manny Machado signing really bad? Well, I guess it depends on what you're trying to do. You know, like, are you poised to win the World Series and you think this is the move that puts you over the top? If that's the case, then yeah, maybe it is a failure, but I don't think the Padres see it that way.
No, the Padres are poised to sell more tickets.
That's exactly
and
right.
Jerseys.
The jersey. It's essential. Don't forget about the jersey. All right, here we go. Tyler, it is, it's time. It's time for one more thing. Here we go. 2019, and let's face it, 2018, it's been really difficult because what I've thought of as common sense apparently is not all that common, and we need things spelled out for us. I don't know why this happened. I don't know how it happened. I don't know why it's turned this way, but it just seems that we've gotten stupider. The FDA literally had to issue a warning about certain organizations across the country that are offering infusions of plasma from young donors to help treat illnesses like Alzheimer's disease, dementia, memory loss, and just normal aging. I'm all for innovative treatments. But the vampire treatment of just injecting a young person's blood into you, making you younger, what do you think is like, honestly, every single issue that you've heard, literally the joke is don't share needles, friends. How hard is it? It's impossible. Really, really difficult to find good blood transfusions when you need it. If you've been in a car accident and stuff like that happens, I just want to like plump it up my face a little bit. I just want to look a little younger. These crow's feet are really getting to me. I think I'll inject somebody's blood into me for $8,000 for a liter of plasma. What is happening?
Where do I sign up? Because I'm still young enough. You're still young enough. Where do we sign up?
Yeah. But you want my plasma?
But seriously, what are we going to get to the point where like these people can't afford it? So we're just going to be, you know, we're like become blood brothers. We're just going to a little slice in each hand and hold it up and just see what happens.
And the longer that this goes on, the more alike we become. We're just gradually.
Yeah, you just fuse into one eventually.
This is outrageous. Do you know where this came from? Animal trials. According to Forbes, the theory that a young person's blood will also in turn make you younger emerged from a Frankenstein-esque experiment done on mice. Scientists connected the blood supply of an old mouse to a young mouse, which ended up making the old mouse stronger, smarter, healthier, and their fur shinier. So that's a natural step to just like go from like, hey, that looks cool, to humans probably need this.
You know, this reminds me of a tremendous line from a great movie, which has a lot of great lines, but one that stands out to me. The scientist had the ability to do it. They never stopped to think if they should do it.
See? They were so busy figuring out if they could, they never stopped to ask if they should. Jurassic Park.
Great movie.
So good. Stunningly, Ambrosia Health, which is one of these experimental treatment facilities or companies, has since ceased and its blood transfusion treatments in compliance with the FDA's warning. Their website now reads, in compliance with the FDA announcement issued February 19, 2019, we've ceased patient treatments. The startup was founded by Jesse Carmazin, a former Stanford medical student. What do you mean a That better mean doctor. What do you mean former Stanford medical student? What does that mean? That better mean current doctor.
Yeah, he works at on the corner now.
Who said as an intern at the National Institute on Aging, he witnessed many successful blood transfusions. Quote, some patients got young blood and others got older blood, and I was able to do some statistics on it, and the results looked really awesome, the Ambrosia Health founder told Business Insider. And I thought, this is the kind of therapy that I'd want to be available to me.
I'm telling you, he's corner doctor now. Like, this is like knockoff doctor. Dr. Light.
This is the best. This is at the end of the USA Today article. Carmazin is not licensed to practice medicine, even though he has a medical degree. How do you think that happens?
Something tells me they may have taken it away from him.
Hey now!
Possibly.
It's possible. Something Hippocratic Oath-wise, like maybe don't inject the old lady with the 14-year-old's blood. Oh my God, I just can't do it anymore. We've said some ridiculous things during this segment. We've talked about guys buying apartments for their daughter's cats, okay? This is so far off the deep end, I don't even know where to go. People talk about, I want common sense this, I want common sense that. I'm going to have to walk around with a disclaimer. Be like, excuse me, I don't want you to think that I think that you're stupid. But it's 2018, 2019, there are like vampire blood treatments right now. So I'm just going to assume that nobody knows anything and we'll go from there. We're just going to build up to it. Thanks to everybody who called and tweeted in. My co-hosts for this evening really appreciated all the contributions that you guys made to the show. Tyler Zuli did a ton of heavy lifting today. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Hope that all of you and yours are warm. Stay safe. I am off tomorrow. I will talk to you the following day. This has been the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.